You'll love the things a free $50 cash card can buy. So cash in on summer with Comfort Inn or any of these choice hotels. Earn a free $50 cash card when you stay three separate times. Book now at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE.
Walmart, the world's largest retailer, wants to be the greenest, offering consumers a new index.
To gauge the sustainability or environmental friendliness, if you like, of every single product that Walmart sells.
The BigMoney.com editor, James Ledbetter, says if Walmart pulls this off with all its buying power over suppliers,
they are going to be the umpire for how companies are creating environmentally sustainable products.
A big question, will consumers who shop Walmart to save money pay more to be green? John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Healthcare legislation has begun moving through Congress with a Senate committee's approval of a sweeping overhaul of the system. How to pay for the changes? Well, under the Democratic plans, in part through higher taxes on the well-to-do. Let's get more live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, that super-sensitive funding factor is very much a work in progress as three House committees take up health care reform today. Democratic plans call for taxing the rich. President Obama tells CBS News that he favors that approach.
The best way to fund it is for people like myself who have been very lucky to pay a little bit more.
Mr. Obama cannot entirely count on the congressional Democratic majority for passage of health care reform. That's why he meets today with potential Senate swing votes, Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson and Maine Republican Olympia Snowe. That crucial funding issue will likely dominate the discussions.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. Republicans say by opposing the Democrats' plan for health reform, they're standing up for small business, which could be hit by tax surcharges and a requirement to buy coverage for their workers. That's how Michael Frederick, who owns a small manufacturing firm in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, feels.
As a small business owner and operator, I'm fed up with it. I don't like it.
But in Salt Lake City, Stephen Hatch runs a chocolate shop. He and his wife see the cost of health insurance soaring.
We're faced with increases every year, at least 20%.
So he believes the system has to change. Dan Revive, CBS News.
It's another bad year for Americans keeping a roof over their heads. RealtyTrack says during the second quarter, foreclosure filings climbed 11%. RealtyTrack's Rick Chargis says the numbers are unprecedented.
Whether you look at it for the month of June, the second quarter, or the year to date, we have set new records for the level of foreclosure activity across the country.
In June, roughly one in every 380 U.S. homes received a foreclosure notice. Well, the nominee should finish today. Then various witnesses will be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee on the choice of Sonia Sotomayor to become a justice of the Supreme Court. Here's CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Republicans are calling two of the white New Haven firefighters whose reverse discrimination case lost in Sotomayor's court and a dozen others, including a former president of the NRA. Witnesses supporting Sotomayor will include New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and former Major League Baseball pitcher David Cone, who remind people that as a trial judge, Sotomayor ended the baseball strike by ruling in favor of the players.
Former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson will be on Capitol Hill today defending the way he handled the crisis that rocked the financial system last fall, particularly in the Bank of America takeover of Merrill Lynch. During afternoon rush hour yesterday, there were tense moments near the U.S. Capitol. Tourist Robert Drum from Oklahoma was in town with his family.
There were so many gunshots that were being fired that, you know, the rest of my family got down. Everybody else that I could see got down.
What had unfolded was Capitol Police shooting and killing a man after they say he sped away from a routine traffic stop, crashed into a police cruiser, then pointed a gun at police. No bystanders were hurt. Police say two of their officers received minor injuries. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. What caused soldiers from Fort Carson's 4th Brigade to commit violent crimes when they returned home? The vets there are accused or implicated in 11 murders. An Army medical team still looking for answers.
We cannot point to one issue or risk factor that would result in misconduct of this magnitude.
Army Surgeon General Eric Schumacher acknowledges the brigade suffered heavy combat deaths and had a long deployment. A man's facing charges after a dog died in a hot car in Denver this week.
24-year-old Quincy Vanderbilt drove his girlfriend from North Dakota to Denver for an audition at American Idol on Tuesday. Investigators say Vanderbilt left a small terrier in the car with the windows rolled up in the morning as temperatures reached 90 degrees. The DA's office says Vanderbilt was supposed to check on the dog during the day, but didn't. When he finally did go out to the car in the afternoon, the dog was dead.
AM 760's Joe Chiaro reports the man was issued a misdemeanor summons for animal cruelty. Sports, the Rockies are back at it tonight after the All-Star break. They take on the Padres in San Diego. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's an excellent start to this morning's.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining.
Showbiz.
Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
Showbiz.
An e-book showdown. I'm Ernie Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
And yesterday, hung out with my brother. Still dealing with this. I don't know what happened to a few kids at my daughter's birthday party on Sunday. And we had a little thing at one of the Highlands Ranch pools. A lot of her friends from school came, a lot of family that has kids as well. And Sunday night, Monday morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Madison, my daughter, knocks or comes into our bedroom and is like, my face hurts. And we wake up and look at her face and it's like her eyes are swollen shut. She's got water blisters and she looks like she's all rashy on her face and her chest. So we're like, what the heck? And, you know, we give her some Benadryl, send her back to bed, wake up, you know, it's her birthday, the Monday following. And she can't go to school because basically her eyes are swollen shut. And then I talked to our neighbor's kid who was at the party. And same thing. She had, you know, the swollen eyes, not the water blisters. And then so I started calling around saying, is everybody okay that went to the birthday party? Wonder if there's something weird in the sunscreen we used or what's going on. Meanwhile, my nephew also ended up with the same thing my daughter Madison did with the swollen shut eyes and the blisters. So trying to figure out if it was something in the pool. Now, I don't trust those kiddie pools. I call them the pee pools. And I try to avoid those things like the plague. I'd rather sit outside in the, you know, and it's hard to control kids and what they're going to do in swimming pools. But, man, I don't know what happened. And I'm not saying it was one of the Highlands Ranch pools. It could have been, you know, something else the kids were playing with. But we kind of nailed it down and figured out it wasn't the sunscreen we were using. So. You know, just a panic calling every parent. It was at the birthday party saying, is your kid okay? Did they have a weird rash? Are their eyes swollen shut? So she's been dealing with this for a few days. She still kind of looks like hell. I hate to say that about my daughter, but she's just hating it. So it's a 10 after 6 now. Got a few stories I'll throw out. I'll comment on a few local stories. And then I'll play some audio for you that'll really get you fired up in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. If you happen to hear the Glenn Beck show yesterday, great stuff. And this is why, and this will be a fine example of why I don't align myself with people on the right. We're at 303-713-7600, and today we're giving away another pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. It's our last day for a giveaway. This will be another pair for Sunday, July 19th at Dick's Sporting Good Field, featuring Widespread Panic, The Fray, Government Mule, and many more. And by the way, Chuck Morris is going to stop by the studio at some point this morning, talk about the festival, and we'll just get, you know, talk to him about music and just his life, man. He's a really interesting dude. One of those guys that I'd like to work for, Chuck Morris. You know, he's, wait till you meet America. He's quite a character. He's been putting together concerts in this state for like 40 years. Throw out a couple articles I saw in the local, you know, local news. Did you hear about this one? A small terrier died in a hot car while its owner's girlfriend waited in a long line to audition for American Idol at Invesco Field. Quincy Vanderbilt, 24, was served Tuesday with a misdemeanor summons for animal cruelty, said Lynn Kimbrough. She's spokeswoman for the Denver District's Attorney's Office. Vanderbilt drove his girlfriend from North Dakota to Denver so she could audition for American Idol. Kimbrough said he left her dog in the car with the windows rolled up early in the morning. The recorded high in Denver was 91 degrees on Tuesday. Vanderbilt was supposed to check on the dog periodically. By the time he did at 2 o'clock, the dog was dead. Denver police spokesman Sonny Jackson said temperatures soar in cars with its windows rolled up in the summer. It's extremely dangerous. Denver Animal Care and Control officials said that it takes only minutes for a pet left in a vehicle on a warm day to succumb to heat stroke and suffocation. On a 78-degree day, for example, temperatures in a car parked in the shade can exceed 90 degrees and hit a scorching 160 degrees if parked in the sun. We've had a fairly mild summer so far, Kimbrough said, but temperatures are heating up. Clearly, it's a danger to people as well, especially young children. Could you imagine the guilt if you're this Quincy Vanderbilt? Misdemeanor summons for animal cruelty resulted in the animal's death. You think this this charge is a little light? I know Jay Marvin is a huge animal lover. I think he'd probably want this guy thrown in the slammer for some time. But, man, that would just suck. Nothing good can come out of these American Idol auditions, period. Except for you have a handful of reporters that show up, like 30 or 40 of them. Meanwhile, you have 10 show up over to the State of the City speech by Mayor John Hickenlooper. How about this story? If you'd like to comment on it, 303-713-7600. And if you get in, your name's in the hopper for Maha Music Fest tickets. The hepatitis C scare has expanded to the East Coast now, where a New York hospital is notifying almost 3,000 patients that a scrub tech currently in custody in Colorado could have exposed them to the disease. Kristen Parker, accused of swapping out a powerful painkiller called fentanyl for saline while she worked at Rose Medical Center. Investigators suspect she injected herself with fentanyl and then filled up the dirty syringes with saline before placing them back on an anesthesiologist cart. Man, this lady, I mean, seriously, had a drug problem. Now, she has hepatitis C, and Rose has sent letters to 4,700 patients who had surgery at Rose or at the Wolf Building, warning them they could have been exposed to the disease. She also could have exposed another 1,000 patients at the Audubon Surgical Center in Colorado Springs. You know, Jay did some time there at Rose Medical Center. But from what I understand, she did not infect, you know, his situation was not any way related to Kristen Parker. Now a hospital in Westchester County, New York, is notifying about 2,800 patients that they could have been exposed to Hep C because Parker worked there last year before she moved to Colorado. At least 10 people connected to Rose have tested positive for Hep C, but investigators aren't positive Parker is the source of the infection. No patients at the Westchester County Hospital contracted Hep C from there, but the hospital is alerting patients as a precaution. Could you imagine getting one of those letters? God, I'd be freaked out. I wonder if Jay got the letter. I wonder what it says. Parker is in federal custody, and the U.S. Attorney's Office says she could potentially face more charges from the New York investigation. If found guilty on all charges she currently faces, she could face more than 30 years in prison. If the court finds her actions seriously harm someone, she could face additional prison time. If the court finds her actions cause death, she could face life in prison. Parker claims she didn't know she had Hep C when she started working at Rose, but Rose maintains the hospital told her she was infected after getting back positive test results. Rose has offered free testing to anyone who may have been exposed to the disease. The Westchester County Hospital has also done the same thing. Wow, that's just a crazy story that won't go away, too. And if you're one of those patients that were at Rose and you're, you know, I mean, this is going to be, a lot of money is going to be gained here in the courts. I think they have a pretty nice lawsuit on their hands if they want it. 303-713-7600. Did you see the Mike Rosen column from today? It's Rosen. Yes, they're socialists. And it goes on and on about how Democrats are socialists. And if you want to respond to this one, love to take your call at 303-713-7600. And I'm going to read just a little bit of this. It's not that long, but, you know, I think you might have a take on it. Is socialism a bad term? Why is it like a pejorative term, like a liberal is? At a recent meeting of the Republican National Committee, a resolution was offered calling on Democrats to rename their party the Democratic Socialist Party. Obviously, this is little more than a publicity stunt since Dems aren't about to take any instruction from the GOP, but it raises a legitimate point. Why do liberal Democrats in this country bristle at the S word when their counterparts in Europe embrace it proudly? The SPD is the oldest political party in post-World War II Germany. In France, President François Mitterrand ruled from 81 to 95 as head of the Socialist Party. The single most powerful interest group on the left here and in Europe is labor unions. So at least give the Brits credit for candor. They call their major left-wing party the Labor Party. The Democratic Party in the U.S. is also the party of organized labor. It just doesn't call itself that. There's not much difference in ideology agenda between German SPDs, French socialists, British laborites, and American Democrats. Do you agree with that? 303-713-7600. It's only a question of degree and timing. The Dems' aversion to calling themselves what they really are is simply a matter of practical political marketing. Yes, President Barack Obama and the Democratic Party are socialists. And that's not name-calling. They're not communists. They don't advocate a constitutional single-party dictatorship of the proletariat. But they do want to escalate our progress on the road to Euro-socialism. That's what they mean when they call themselves progressives, the fashionable term for left liberals. Now, I'm just trying to dissect when the term liberal became a pejorative term. And is socialism a pejorative term? Contemporary liberalism, progressivism, is very much rooted in socialism. The Marxian prime directive remains from each accordion according to his ability to each according to his need. The historical textbook definition of socialism included state ownership of the means of production. These days, the rhetoric of American socialism has become more coy and euphemistic. You might call it neo-socialism, wherein the appearance of private ownership is maintained, but becomes an illusion as government dictates the terms of production through regulation and reallocates the fruits of production through taxation. As Friedrich Hayek noted more than 30 years ago, socialism has come to mean chiefly the extensive redistribution of incomes through taxation and institutions of the welfare state. And Rosen goes on and on. And here's his closing statement. Never has our government spent money it doesn't have on this scale in peacetime. The massive increase in federal debt to fund these programs will soak up trillions in capital, crowding out financial resources that otherwise would be available to private enterprise. If all of this isn't socialism, it's a good imitation. Now, if you agree with Mike Rosen, I'd like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. Is Barack Obama and the Democrats socialists? Are they socialists? 303-713-7600. When did the term liberal become a pejorative term? I guess I'm fairly new to politics. I really didn't get, you know, super interested in politics until about 2003, 2004, maybe. And that's why, you know, the term progressive seems to be a little less demeaning, and I don't know why. I consider myself a progressive. I don't consider myself as far left as, you know, say a lot of people on the station. But when did the term become pejorative? And, you know, if you agree with Mike Rosen, we'd love to hear from you at 303-713-7600. So we're just going local this hour. I also want to get your take on this one. And you can just give me your vote or, you know, just give me your take on this. Senator Michael Bennett topped $1 million in fundraising for another quarter while his Republican opponents tried to keep pace. Bennett raised $1.2 million between April and June. That leaves him with more than $2.2 million on hand to seek re-election next year. Bennett announced a total Wednesday, the deadline to report fundraising activities to federal election officials. His opponents include Aurora City Councilman Ryan Frazier and Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck. I'm sure a lot of our audience would like Michael Bennett to face a primary. So I'm going to ask a really simple question this hour. Who would you like to see run in the primaries as the Democratic opposition? My vote, if Ed Perlmutter wants it, I want him to go for it. I don't know if he'd like to move from Congress to Senate. I think he does a great job where he's at. Maybe he needs to get his feet a little more wet. I think Congresswoman Diana DeGette is also a great candidate, as well as Andrew Romanoff. 303-713-7600. Who gets your vote? Who should run against Bennett for that Senate seat? All right, we're going to step aside, take a break, and then your phone calls wide open up to 8 o'clock. I do have a guest on health care. And then Chuck Morris at 8:30. So let's just talk local right now. Who do you think should run against Bennett? And if you want to talk about this whole socialism charge by Mike Rosen in his column in today's Denver Post, would love your take on that. 303-713-7600, 39 minutes before 7 o'clock. Todd Parker, our first look at traffic.
Taking a look at those CDOT cameras, southbound I-25, getting busier downtown, but no significant.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitch Men drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitch Men will be renewed for a second season.
Bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
.624, John Turk in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival for Sunday, July 19th. Underway, all you got to do is call in here and talk to me, and your name will go into a hat, and we'll pull at the end of the show. Also got Chuck Moore stopping by later this morning. That's around 8:30. Didi DePerson coming up to talk about a new report by, see who this is from. It's from Families USA, 780 Coloradans losing their health coverage every week. We'll talk about that report with her and her thoughts on the new health care proposal. We'll also get into that at 7 o'clock. Wait till you hear this Glenn Beck audio I have. So I'm going to tease you here for the next 35 minutes, but I'm going to play that right after 7 o'clock news. You won't believe him from yesterday's show. 303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines. If you want to talk about this, Mike Rosenkopf from this morning says, yes, they're socialists. And he makes the charge that Obama and the Democratic Party are really socialists. It's all just a euphemism in what we call ourselves, progressives, Dems, liberals. He says we're all socialists. Do you agree? 303-713-7600. Also, this the Senate hopefuls raking in the dough. Michael Bennett has raised $1.2 million between April and June. He now has over $2 million on hand to seek re-election. Who would you like to see Michael Bennett face in a primary? I say Ed Perlmutter. He gets my vote. So I just want one name. I mean, there's obviously several candidates out there, but Ed Perlmutter tops my list. I think Congresswoman Diana DeGette, very, very close second. I think they're the two greatest legislators we have in the state. 303-713-7600. Dave in Littleton. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. You, buddy?
Oh, good.
Good.
I was just calling in for one. It's amazing how fast Mike Rosen forgets that our military is fighting two wars right now. How we're doing peacetime, maybe here. But our
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in his final paragraph.
Yeah, that part completely confused me.
Yeah, we're not in peacetime.
As long as the Republicans are willing to slip fascist inside their name somewhere, you know, since the only thing they care about are corporations anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, better yet, instead of GOP, they could call themselves Greed Over People Party.
Yeah, is it the grand old party? Yeah. And me and Erica were talking about, when did the term neoconservatives come, you know, into play? You know, during the Bush years, and why did we start calling them neoconservatives? I believe it's because the neoconservatives are the folks who just tend to the rich and the religious, the ultra religious right. Those are the folks I consider neoconservatives.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
is socialism a pejorative term to you? And why is it?
I think it's a pejorative term for them because they know it scares a lot of people in the
right
country.
Yeah, they think of Russia, don't they?
That's why they keep, you know, that's pretty much the only way the Republican Party can keep getting people back in office is by scaring the rest of the people in the country.
Yeah, the good old fear tactic.
Yeah, they have to keep people scared to keep them on their side, you know?
Yeah.
For some reason I don't know, it's confusing, but, I mean, Mike Rosen, again, needs to look at what's going on.
Peacetime. Peacetime.
Yeah, that part cracked me up. That's the main reason why I called.
You got it. Glad you pointed that out. Yeah, we sure are. We're still losing troops.
Maybe it's peacetime for him, you know, sitting at home in his comfortable house, whatever else he does, but our troops aren't in peacetime right now.
Yeah, very true. All right, Dave, you want your name in the hopper for ticks?
No, actually, my buddy won two VIP passes for both.
Oh,
days.
I see. So you're going to be hanging with the VIPs.
Yep.
Not with us regular folk. Cool, yep. Man. We'll enjoy the shade and the cocktail waitresses.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Dave. Have a great day, brother.
Thanks, John.
DJ in Denver. Good morning, DJ. You're on the J. Marvin Show.
Hey, morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good. This is John.
This is John.
Yeah. No problem, DJ. What's up?
I kind of just wanted to throw out a name for to go up against Bennett because I know he was just kind of picked and thrown in there. I really like our congressmen. I think they're doing a great job, and I think they should stay where they are and continue doing a great job. And we should bring somebody young in. And,
okay.
I really like our mayor for Denver. Hickenlooper is the man. I like that guy a lot. He's a real smart guy. He's progressive. He just opened up the debates on just about anything across the board to help with the budget. I mean, the dude's good. I think he'd do a great job.
You know, I do like Mayor Hickenlooper. I know Jay's had his problems with him over the year, mostly over road conditions during the winter and potholes.
Well, yeah.
But you know, overall, I think Hick is a good guy. He's got a business mind. He's definitely a progressive.
Yeah.
He's about clean energy.
Clean energy, clean living.
And he's about fun, too, man. He's a big, He's all about entertainment as well. Yeah. You know, I mean, he's a good dude. I like Mayor Hickenlooper.
Yeah. I agree. Well, John, thank you very much, my man, and I threw my name in the hat for the ticket. So.
All right, dude, I'm going to be pulling that at about 9:50, 9:55, and if we pull your name, we'll call you right. We got your number, we'll call you right away and let you know, okay? Because you got probably today and tomorrow to pick those tickets up.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, DJ.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man. Let's go to Bill in Denver. Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning, Mr. Turk.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
Hey, the Mike Rosen comment.
Yeah.
To whatever extent the Democratic Party is socialist, I would submit that the Republican Party is fascist.
Exactly.
They want to throw, you know, to do name calling. I would say, given, well, I remember in my readings of history in the 40s, a certain German leader did a lot of name-calling about, let me see, the Jewish people, a lot of name-calling. There are so many parallels with the Republican Party, particularly the neoconservative movement within the conservative party, invading an unarmed country, I mean, for no good reason. I mean, the list goes on.
Economic hitmen, yeah.
You know, so I would throw back to Mr. Rosen that the neoconservative wing of the conservative party, which he's a part of, comes much closer to fascism than the Democrats do to socialism. And I would prefer socialism under fascism any day.
Yeah.
But the reason that I called had a little bit more to do with health care. The Republicans have been all marching in lockstep with the talking point. The health care proposal is going to hurt small business, small business, small business. Now, I've always considered the Republican Party to be more the champion of
Big business. Yeah, you think they really care about small business? We had Lloyd Chapman on here last week talking about how all these small business loans are going to Fortune 500 companies.
Exactly. So I thought, well, what is a small business in the mind of a Republican? I was curious. So this is juicy. I call up the state Republican Party yesterday here in Colorado, and they were unable to tell me what they meant by a small business. They don't know. It's just an empty, hollow talking point. We're concerned that small business is going to be hurt. What is small business? Well, we don't even know or can't tell you.
Well, it's the same thing when you ask them how to fix health care. They got no plans. They just don't like what's being offered, and they offer nothing in return.
Well, what they offer are hollow, meaningless talking points that they can't even define the term that they're using. A business of 50 people or less. Well, the Beatles were a small business of 4 people. You know, they made pretty good money.
All right.
They'd be okay with their taxes going up, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. You know, the bill includes these surcharges on Americans, you know, depending on their income. 5.4% surtax on couples earning more than $1 million, 1.5% on couples with income between $500,000 and $1 million, and 1% surtax on joint incomes over $350,000 or individual income over $280,000. Now, I don't know very many individuals that make over $280,000 a year. Meanwhile, they're anticipating these Republican complaints that the surcharges would harm small business owners.
Except they can't tell you what that is.
Here's what Democratic sponsors said the measure would affect less than 5% of all small business owners.
By the way, just to close on another rather, to me, amusing note, remember when the Republicans were saying the Democrats have no specifics? You know,
yeah, they're giving all kinds of specifics. I got a list of 10 things here they want to do with health care.
Exactly. What you were reading off, that sounds pretty specific to me.
Exactly.
What small business? We don't know. We can't tell you.
It's frustrating, isn't it, Bill?
Well, I think the hypocrisy is amazing. And if you ever want to hear what a Republican is. Listen to the name-calling that they use. They seem, for years, my calls to Jay have said that hypocrisy is an inherent part of being a Republican, particularly a neoconservative.
Right.
I would suggest one more thing be added to that list, and that is what Sigmund Freud used to call projection, calling others what you know to be true about your own self.
Hmm. All right. Hey, I need to get your vote, Bill, on who you think should run against Bennett in a primary, or do you think he should get the seat?
No, I don't know who should run in the place of Bennett. I don't have a vote.
Don't have a vote. No vote.
I'm not happy at all with Mr. Bennett. I wasn't happy with him as a superintendent. I know things that during bargaining with the teachers union, bizarre behaviors on his part, throwing fits, him throwing things, him just oddball behaviors. And, he's always been a nice enough man to me, I think somebody ought to run against him. Whether he ought to lose, I don't know. I'd let the debate determine that. But I don't have a good candidate to.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
No problem, man. You're always welcome here, Bill. Have a great day. 303-713-7600. Who should run against Michael Bennett in the primary in 2010? And the only list of people that are going to run against him are Republicans right now. You got this Aurora City Councilman Ryan Frazier and the very scary Ken Buck, Weld County DA. 303-713-7600. Also talking about this Mike Rosen column where he charges that the Democratic Party is basically just a bunch of socialists. Why don't they call it the Socialist Party? You got a response to that? 303-713-7600. Ed from the HuffPost, hang on just a couple minutes. You're into my next caller. And anybody else wants to get in here, we do have a few open lines. Mile High Music Fest ticket giveaway underway at 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what's traffic look like 23 minutes before 7 o'clock?
Westbound I-70 starting to load up on that approach to 270. Southbounders on I-25, you've got some more company once you're making your approach to 38 down towards Spear. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 93, almost 94 degrees. It's going to be a sunny one as well, breezy at times. Currently, it is 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
What? I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Term, is it a pejorative term? And Mike Rosen charges in his column this morning that the Democratic Party is really the Socialist Party of America. Do you agree? 303-713-7600. Also, what your take on who should run against Michael Bennett in a primary in 2010. They reported their earnings so far. He has over $2.2 million on hand for re-election next year. 303-713-7600. Ed, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. Ed, what's up?
It's great to speak to you. Today's our big blog. We came up with the Hemingway family. Excuse me. We did a blog on Mario Hemingway and Ernest Hemingway. It's up today on the Huffington Post. I'm calling because of a couple of things. First of all, the person said that the Republican Party is creates fear. I actually think they create stupidity.
Right.
They try to keep people into a very stupid mode. And I think the funniest was Rush Limbaugh doing a whole number on Big Ed Schultz and comparing him to Ed the Talking Horse. And my name is Ed, and as a child growing up, it was really freaky because I was always feeling, you know, you're the talking horse, and they would make fun of me. This is kindergarten, and this is Rush Limbaugh being an adult calling Ed Schultz.
Hey, Erica, can we pull up an audio clip real quick while we got Ed on the line here? This is what Rush Limbaugh was talking about yesterday. Hold on one second. And here's what Rush Limbaugh was talking about yesterday. I'm going to get this pulled up, and then we'll play it. So, Erica, just let me know when you're ready. All right, we're ready. Listen to this, Ed.
The guy throws like a girl. I'm sorry. He throws like a girl. He had a girly toss.
It's a bit dainty. That's all. I just got to say it.
This is the media yesterday talking about the first pitch at the All-Star game. Real nice, isn't it? You know, instead of anything else to talk about, they're going to talk about that Barack Obama throws like a girl. Perfect.
I mean, it's, we could laugh at it, but it's insipid. I mean, this is grown people trying to run a country. It's terrifying to think that people like this, who can talk about a talking horse and the way our president walks, is all they can come up with?
Yeah. Wait till you hear the audio clip I'm going to play here after 7 o'clock from Glenn Beck yesterday.
Seriously,
I want everybody needs to just stand by and just hang around for about 20 minutes so you can hear this clip.
I mean, this is retarded.
He's having a debate about health care with a certain listener, and you just won't believe what happens.
You know, why can't they have brilliant people like you on the...
Oh, yeah.
...this trip? I mean, the whole thing is, also this socialism, it's really, really sad. I lived in England. My wife's English. My great-grandfather was the editor for Winston Churchill. You know, socialism is this dirty word, and to be very honest, it's the most caring thing. It's not like it's communism. They link it to communism.
They do.
They make it sound bad.
They do, yeah, and socialism is not communism.
Not in the least. It's just when the people need help, like health care. When the people need help in certain educational situations, the government comes in to support and
right.
make sure everybody is cared for.
Well, you know, and I have this email from a listener yesterday. Isn't Social Security kind of socialized, a social program? What about Medicare, Medicaid, and even the military?
Who in the world could live without Medicare? I mean, we would be in a very bad shape without Medicare.
Yeah.
And yet we understand, accept, want Medicare, and then you're a socialist. Someone actually did that to me. I'm at the 24-hour gym. I'm talking to somebody because I write for the Huffington Post living section, and all of a sudden this guy says, are you a socialist? Are you into socialism? And it's sort of like, all I wanted to say was, what is your understanding of something like this?
What do you know what socialism is, and why? And tell me why it's bad.
Exactly right. You
know?
People, and then they get the people who are poor and needed to misunderstand the use of socialism, the understanding of socialism, so they're voting against themselves.
Yep.
They're saying it's bad. And all it is to support the people who need it the most.
Exactly. Ed, great call, man. We'll look for you in the living section of Huffington Post, okay?
And don't forget, on Hemingway.
All right, you got it, man. See you.
Thank you.
303-713-7600. Shannon in Denver, hang on. You're next. I'm going to go to Cleo in Northland first. Good morning, Cleo.
Good morning, John. And how are you this morning?
I'm excellent. It's a beautiful morning here. I'm feeling good today.
I
got a nice cup of coffee. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, well, I would like to see Andrew Romanoff run against Bennett.
Romanoff gets your vote.
Oh, definitely. The reason I hesitate...
That way we wouldn't lose one of our Congress, you know? We wouldn't lose Udall or...
Well, no.
Perlmutter or Daggett.
Well, yes, but Perlmutter, I'm very big on health care reform and single payer, and neither one of those do support single payer health care reform. So I would rather leave them where they are and get a senator who supports single payer, and hopefully that would be Andrew Romanoff. As far as the socialism thing, you know, first of all, if you take it apart, social means people and civilization, and ism is for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very ironic that the Republican Party always throws around names. I agree with one of your callers that said that, you know, they're fascists. And I always say people in glass houses should not throw stones, and they are ridiculous. And, you know, let them be fools. I mean, that's fine for us. We have to watch them naturally and not you know, just think they're fools. But we have to do good as Democrats now so that we can continue to run government, you know, and be a participatory government. But, you know, I hope that some of the things that Obama wants to pass, like getting this economy back on track, getting us decent health care, although I am a single-payer person, if he can do all that, he'll be reelected again.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think Romanoff's a great pick.
Well, thank you. I think he is, too.
I don't think he's doing anything politically right now either, so.
Well, I think he's sitting back and watching. I'd like to know where Bennett got all the money.
I don't know how he feels, but I bet he's pretty bent that he didn't get the appointment from Governor Ritter.
Well, yeah, I think so, too. But I also question where Bennett got all this money, you know, for being
I wonder if...
Yeah, I'd like to know who's contributing to his new campaign, and I wonder if it's a lot of big business, oil, you know, and natural gas companies. But it's amazing that he hasn't been in office that long, but he's raised all this money.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out where that money comes from in the following months.
I would like to see that. Well, thanks very much, John.
You got it, Cleo. Thanks a lot. Have a great one. All right, sorry to cut you off there short. Hey, Shannon in Denver. Good morning, Shannon. You're on with John Turk on the Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Hey, so I would like to put my 2 cents in for Romanoff.
Okay. Two votes for Romanoff. He's the leader so far.
Yeah. And I...
Why? Like, how come?
I've... Just, like, everything that I've seen and heard about him, he seems like he has integrity.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like somebody that you can trust. As far as Bennett goes, he's not really transparent as far as where he stands on issues.
Right. We don't know anything. I really honestly don't know much about the guy.
No.
I really, really don't.
And I think if we're going to have somebody that's representing us, that we need to know where he stands on issues. And I trust Andrew Romanoff a lot more than Bennett.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
We need to get Bennett out.
You know, we did have Michael Bennett on the show once. We put several requests out for him over, you know, the last 6 to 8 months, but he's only been able to give us a little bit of time. We haven't asked for him in quite some time since David went to China. But, you know, we just don't know a whole lot about him and where does he stand on health care? Where does he stand on this health care issue?
Well,
that's what I'd like to know.
Like the fact that he says, you know, statements like, well, I haven't decided where I stand yet. Well, it seems like as a politician, you should know where you stand.
Yeah. Exactly.
Instead of being so vague, and so yeah. So how can we, how can we contact Romanoff and try to get him in the primary?
Well, I would contact the Colorado Democratic Party, and I'm gonna pull that up. CODems.org, I believe, is the website here. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna pull it up for you and give you out a phone number, and we'll figure this out. Hold on 1 second for me here, Shannon. Colorado Dems, you know, ask for Pat Walker, just somebody, somebody in the office there. But it is, I'm pulling it up now, it's 303-623-4762. 303-623-4762. They can also be reached at info@coloradodems.org.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because we need to.
Yeah, we need to get on it.
Switching around.
And the last thing I heard from you know, the offices there, Pat Walk said nobody's really thrown their name in the hat as far as a Democrat to run against him in a primary.
So we need to get on.
Maybe we need to pressure Andrew Romanoff to do this.
Okay.
All right, Shannon. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too. Blaze and Aurora, hang on. It's 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Going to step aside for a quick timeout. Got another segment of phone calls if you'd like to get in here before we hit 7 o'clock news with CBS. They'll get us updated on the Sonia Sotomayor confirmation hearings, day 4. Day 3 was filled again with basically them going after her and her wise Latina comments. It's very similar to what was going on in day 2. But that's coming up at 7 o'clock, and then I'm going to play this Glenn Beck audio. You won't want to miss it, trust me. 303-713-7600, Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic right now?
Speeds are dropping as things do get up and running as far as the commute goes. Southbounders on I-25 busy from about 120th towards 84th, then again downtown. Westbound 76, crowded 74th up to 270. Pretty shortly, that's going to be hitting I-25 as you're making your way in from the Brighton area. Construction crews are again working today. This is on 76. Further east, it's right around 96. They're going to be there until 5:30 this afternoon. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected.
Hi, it's Mario, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill Wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Mario sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for
that guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
From Consumer Reports, cooling your home. I'm Maurice Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no ductwork. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rood, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprans for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Aurora, Blaze, what's up today, man?
Hey, John, how you doing
today? I'm good.
Yeah, hey, I just want to make a statement here. I don't care who wins anymore, you know, personally, that's just me. I'm just so tired of all this divided America. You know, there's neo-Nazis, there's socialists, there's conservatives, right, there's Republicans, there's this, there's that. What happened to America?
Yeah, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Where's the sense of community now?
Well,
it seems like everybody just hates each other now, if you're on the left or the right.
they got everybody running and everybody's just looking out for themselves. You know, no, you see it in traffic. You see it everywhere. You know, we're just.
Yeah, you do. You see it in traffic. You see it between bicyclists and motorists. You see it just waiting in the line at the DMV. Yeah, everybody seems kind of pissed off right now, don't they?
I don't care who wins any election. I just wish whoever wins would be American about it and go for America, not for themselves, not for big business.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's the whole deal. You know, that's just my statement.
It's a good statement, man.
You know, it just gets so defeating after a while.
It sure does. Like the email I was talking about yesterday, and then you got Rush Limbaugh making fun of the way that Barack Obama throws a baseball.
Well, that's like, all we do is make fun of each other.
I know. Yeah.
Like little children.
Yeah. You know, and then kids pick up on this. Kids pick up on this too. You know.
You would probably raise hell with your kids for acting like that, John.
Yeah, sure would.
Just from hearing.
But then again, my kids see me get upset, and you know, in traffic. You know, I get mad. Somebody cuts me off or is driving like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you out there. I mean, it's just.
I think we all need to get together on everything, not just health care, not just this, not just that. You know, stop being so divided. There's so many. You know, my grandfather came from Poland, and he didn't call himself Polish-American. He was proud to call himself an American.
Yep. We're all Americans, man. It's just a big melting pot. Blaze, thanks for the call, dude. I hope I pull your name today, man.
Hey, me,
I know you've been trying hard, dude. If not, get out there. You'll get a ticket, okay?
Hey, right on.
All right, man. All right, see you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Loveland. Good morning, Mark.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that if Rosen thinks the Democratic Party ought to be called the Socialist Party, then the Republican Party ought to be called the Traitor Party.
Traitor Party?
If you look at everything they've done since Reagan, they have been chipping away at everything that has made America great all these years.
Yeah, weren't they all about the middle class in the late 70s and early 80s?
No, they were all about the rich people.
Well, before that, I think we started seeing that during the Reagan years.
Yeah.
Or was it before that?
Before that, in the 50s and 60s, they were still for the rich people.
Right.
But it was the Democratic Party that was for the middle class. You know, the unions, everybody pulling together and making the country what it was. But if you look at everything they've done, their whole record, the Republican Party is the reason we are in the condition we're in today.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I'm concerned. Anybody that supports the Republican Party, in my opinion, is a traitor.
I wouldn't go that far. But you know what, Mark? I'm gonna play an example for you. Why? Right after news here coming up at 7 o'clock, I'm gonna play this example of why. And I'm not on the fence, but I'm starting to lean with you. You know, my father's a conservative. There's people in my family that are conservatives, and I don't consider them traitors. But and there's certain people that just, you know, have been conservatives for a long time, but I wouldn't consider them.
Well, they're not traitors.
But wait till you hear this audio clip, and I'm gonna show you why I cannot align myself with the GOP or people on the right.
Well, as my dad said, the Republican Party told me this like back 1955. The Republican Party is the hooray for me and to hell with you party.
Mark, hey, great phone call. We're gonna talk about this some more after news, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling in, brother. All right, 6:58, a couple minutes before 7 o'clock. I'm going to play this Glenn Beck quote. And Walt and Michelle, if you want to hang on, I'll get to you right after we play this audio. John Turk in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
AM AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapane. More people are lining up for unemployment checks, but that line is growing shorter. In a report released within the past 30 minutes, the Labor Department said it counted 522,000 new claims last week, the lowest number since January, and a drop of 47,000 from the week before.
The big drop was unexpected and welcome.
The economist Stuart Hoffman.
It definitely looks better than we've seen in quite a while. Now, the caveat is that auto companies normally shut everything down in July, and of course they didn't because they shut things down after their bankruptcies in May and June.
And that may have skewed the numbers. On the bank beat, J.P. Morgan Chase says it turned a profit of more than $2.7 billion in the second quarter, even though it had to set aside close to $10 billion to cover losses from bad loans. The Wall Street Journal says some big banks are paying millions to recruit top talent. Jill Schlesinger at CBSMoneyWatch.com tells us why.
These banks have got to be competitive, and they've got to go out there and grab the talent that they think is going to help them, the banks, recipients of TARP funds or not, make money.
President Obama requests the pleasure of your company. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. What's this about?
Well, Frank, in another sign of the unfolding battle on health care reform, the president's holding one-on-one meetings with key players. He meets today with a couple of potential Senate swing votes, Maine Republican Olympia Snow and Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson. Now, three House committees are taking up health care reform today. The central issue facing the president and Congress, how to overhaul the expensive health care system and cover 50 million uninsured Americans, Frank.
Well, Walmart is going to put labels on the things it sells to let customers know which products are involved. Environmentally friendly.
It is a landmark undertaking from the world's largest retailer.
But James Ledbetter at BigMoney.com says products that do the least harm to the environment could cost more. A Georgia man might appreciate an apology for the year he spent behind bars. Live to CBS's Peter King. What's the story, Peter?
Well, Frank Hatley was jailed for more than a year for not making child support payments, even though two separate DNA tests in the last 9 years showed he was not the father of the boy, now 21. A judge freed him from future payments back in 2001, but he was still ordered to make up for missed payments. He finally won his release yesterday after a judge determined the DNA tests were valid and that Hatley was indigent. Frank?
It's award season for television shows and their stars. Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
And Frank, Emmy nominees in 99 categories have been announced. The show receiving the most nominations, 30 Rock. It has 22, including one for Best Comedy Series. Also up for Best Comedy, Entourage, Family Guy, Flight of the Conchords, How I Met Your Mother, The Office, and Weeds. Battling for Best Drama Series are Mad Men, Lost, Big Love, Damages, Dexter, and Breaking Bad. The winners will be announced September 20th. Live at the TV Academy in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.10% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch. No teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
Now you can lower cholesterol by taking a Centrum multivitamin. Introducing Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio contains Corowise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. The lower cholesterol you want from the name you trust. Centrum Cardio. Good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of the diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Don't go in that water. That warning from park rangers at the Cherry Creek Reservoir. They're worried about E. coli levels, but they say visitors are ignoring the closed beach signs and swimming anyway. The hepatitis C exposure from a surgical tech may exist outside Colorado. A hospital in New York State's now notifying 2,800 patients of possible exposure to hepatitis C after learning that Kristen Parker once worked there. A federal judge in Billings, Montana, has sentenced former Bronco Travis Henry to 3 years in federal prison. Henry told the judge he's a popular guy and wants to put that to use.
That he'd been giving out tons of autographs in jail, and he thought he could do more work with the kids outside of jail.
Reporter Angela Davis of KTVQ in Billings says Henry will serve his time at a prison near his family home in Florida. There's a crackdown on illegal street vendors in Denver. The city's adding staff to make sure those vendors are licensed. Athmar Park resident Karen Cuthbertson tells 9 News she's been concerned about the safety of food vendors are selling.
It's just stuff they've cooked up in their kitchen.
17 staff members will check for vendors' licenses on Denver's streets. Sports, Rockies and Padres tonight in San Diego. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive as you're out and about, especially for southbounders on I-25 as you're making your way across the downtown area. Starts on the approach to I-70 as you're making your way towards Spear. We're also seeing more volume as the sun starts to peek out eastbound 6th Avenue. This is Federal up to I-25. Speeds are going to drop into the 40-mile-an-hour range through there, then really bog down on those ramps. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a hot one today with sunny skies and a high of about 93 degrees. Currently, it's already 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Breakfast just got better. Wake up to Sonic's new Croissonic breakfast sandwich. Choose from bacon or sausage with egg and melted American cheese, all on a soft, buttery croissant. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier, and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of Select Royal Paint, starting at $21.99, so you can make your bedroom a little brighter, give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Spent the first hour talking about a couple different things. First, Mike Rosen's column, which he claims, yes, they're socialists is the title, and he basically just says the Democratic Party is really the socialist party. We kind of dissected that in hour one. We also talked about who you'd like to see run against Michael Bennett in a primary in 2010. If any, they reported their earnings or their, you know, what, how much money they've raised yesterday. And now he sits at, Michael Bennett sits over $2 million he has on hand to seek re-election next year. And was asking you who you think should run against him. We had a couple votes for Andrew Romanoff, one for Hickenlooper. I think Ed Perlmutter would be a great choice, but I don't know if he wants to get out of Congress. I think he's doing a great job right there. But I do have a couple calls hanging on. Walt and Michelle, hang on. Just bear with me for just a couple minutes, and I'll take your call before we break. But I want to play this audio, if you missed it, from yesterday's Glenn Beck show. I don't know if a lot of our listeners flip the dial and check out what Glenn Beck is doing, but he had a caller on yesterday, I think her name was Kathy, and they started getting into the whole health care debate. And Kathy seemed like a pretty good caller, wasn't too out of control, but wait till you hear what Glenn Beck does to this caller. And this is the reason why I cannot align myself with folks on the right, is because a lot of them seem to act just like Glenn Beck. And, you know, if you'd like to comment on this, I'd love to get your phone call at 303-713-7600 and also giving away a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival Sunday, July 19th, featuring Widespread Panic and the Fray at Dick's Sporting Good Field. So all you got to do is call me and talk to me, and your name will be thrown in a hat. We'll pull at the end of the show. So Walt and Michelle, hang on 1 second. I think you're going to love this audio, or maybe you'll hate it, but I'm sure you're going to want to comment on it.
Let me go to Kathy in Massachusetts, which is having a great time with that universal health care from Mitt Romney, a Republican. Hi, Kathy. Go ahead.
Hi, Cap. Yeah, that's right, Glenn. I think you better pick your head up and put it back on your shoulders because it's rolling all over the ground right now.
Yes.
We've got people out there that are really sick that do need health care.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
When people like you turn around and subject people to this kind of rhetoric that don't have insurance because they can't afford it and they've been laid off.
I know.
Where do they get it?
Where do they get it?
Your family, let me tell you something, Glenn.
Yes.
Obviously, nobody in your family has had an illness that they couldn't
My family has never, ever had an illness. You're right. And anybody, you know what, Kathy, you are so right.
I didn't say never had an illness.
That they couldn't pay for it? Let me just tell you something. You are right. I read in the story all the time about the people who are dying on the streets because they can't go to a hospital and get health care. You're exactly right. We are letting people die left and right in this country.
Afford anymore.
Oh, we can't afford anymore. So you must, of course, be
going broke.
Oh, they can't afford
doors.
Right, you're right. And that's why the country can afford it. The country can afford it. Don't worry about that going broke. Don't worry about that.
We're an industrial country in this world.
In this world.
That doesn't have health care. What the hell is
And we are the only country in the world where leaders come from every other country to get health care when they can't get the right kind of health care in their own country. We have presidents. We have prime ministers. We have speakers of the parliament in Australia that can't get the prostate treatments and have to come to this country to get it. So you're right, you're right. We should adapt all of those things. And Canada has a great health care. That's why people are suing. That's why in Canada they have a lottery. They have a lottery system. Who gets to go see a doctor this month in Canada? Go ahead.
How about the Netherlands, Glenn?
How about the Netherlands?
Yeah, how about France and Italy where you just go in and sign a paper?
You're right.
And the doctors fight with the insurance companies.
Tell me, Kathy, about the insurance program that they do have in France. Tell me about it.
There are people that go over there,
mm-hmm.
and they are on vacation. If they
uh-huh.
have a problem,
uh-huh.
all they have to do is walk into the clinics or the hospitals and sign their name. The doctors do not have to be bothered signing insurance forms.
So in other words, a person... Hang on, I want to make sure I understand. So a non-citizen can go over to a hospital and walk in and get emergency treatment. That never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic.
You're right.
What is your logic? What would you do? I'm asking you, what would you do to change this health care system for the better? After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I don't care! You people don't care about the trillions! Get off my phone! I'm gonna lose my mind today!
Never listen to this show. She's never
listened to the show, and she's from Massachusetts. Mm. Pat, tell me what's happening in Massachusetts today.
Oh, disaster.
Tell me, you know? Tell me about health care. Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, yes. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants.
Legal, not illegal.
Legal immigrants are being dropped from the health care system.
Permanent citizens.
Because,
correct?
Yeah. As far as I know, we understood was it is people here on, like, student visas, it's here on work permits, all of those, they're
legal
in the country.
Legally here.
Immigrated here, and they're being dropped from the rolls because Massachusetts can't afford it.
Can't afford it in their universal program.
Yep, can't
afford it. Legal immigrants are being dropped.
But you don't care, Glenn, about anybody spending $1 trillion.
Yeah. They don't understand it can't be done.
And also, that's a person that has never listened to the radio show, has never watched the television show, because all we do is complain about bailouts. And I can tell you specifically, the story she told about walking into a clinic in France when you're on vacation is almost word for word directly out of Sicko by Michael Moore.
And let me just point this out. When I asked her about the health insurance in France, she went immediately to the government health insurance. Have to look up the exact stat here, but I believe there... Do you have it, Stu? Do you know where I'm going?
Yes.
Is this from Argument?
Yeah.
We have a new book coming out in September, and I'll tell you about it, but it's Argument Against the Idiots, and it is the... best book we've ever done. Would you agree?
All right, that's Glenn Beck from yesterday's program. Can you feel the hate oozing from Glenn Beck? Now, I know maybe getting angry and agitated as part of his shtick, but you heard the caller, Kathy, ask him point blank, what are you offering? And instead of offering, you know, here's how I'd fix it, he goes off, completely off on the lady. And I'd like your reaction. I mean, this gets my blood boiling. It really does. I mean, I'm sitting here kind of like, not shaking, but I'm just like, oh. And how do you deal with folks like this? And this is why I can't align myself with people on the right, because I see it coming from guys like Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, even some of the local blowhards. You know, how do you deal with these folks? And if you want to get into the whole healthcare debate, we can do that again this hour. I got a guest coming up at 8 o'clock, Dee Dee DePerson from the Colorado Health Initiative. But that audio, when I heard it this morning on the Bill Press Show, and thanks to Media Matters for flagging this absolute just atrocity that happened on the air on the Glenn Beck Show yesterday. Kathy asked him point blank, what are you offering? What are people on the right offering? And he couldn't give an answer. 303-713-7600. Want to get your take on Glenn Beck's berating of that caller. And I have a couple leftover callers from last hour. I don't know if you want to comment on this one, but Michelle, hang on. I'm coming to you next. Walt's been there just a little bit longer. Hey, Walt.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Really good. Hey, I got a quick question. Where is Jay?
Jay is sick, man. He's been sick since February.
My God, I thought he's been away for a long time.
Yeah, he's been gone for a long time. We hope to have him back by September, but he's got to fly out for some surgery here at the beginning of August in the East Coast.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, that's all right, Walt.
Yeah, this Glenn Beck thing. You know, I mean, let me tell you a true story. My brother, who's a Vietnam veteran in Florida, was ill, and he went to a local hospital, and when they found out he was a veteran and had no coverage, they put him on the street with a Foley bag and the whole nine yards to get a cab to go to the VA hospital.
Is that right?
That's how we treat veterans in this country who have given 6 years of their lives to protecting our freedom.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Pretty damn sad. You're right. I won't keep a lot of your time. Andrew Romanoff is great. I definitely would give the vote to Hickenlooper, though. I think the guy's awesome. Bennett's got to go. He's what I consider to be a short-track politician. He ran Denver Public Schools and didn't do a good job, in my opinion. And for some reason, the GOP is pushing him along, and I think he's just a hand-picked puppet that's getting a lot of money from the GOP.
Yeah, I'd like to know where some of this $2.2 million came from.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you'd smile if you saw the list of people. That's just
sure, maybe some oil interest is involved there.
And I wanted to go back to an earlier comment somebody made about people being angry just in general.
Uh-huh.
I got to tell you, I see a lot of people that are in just very, very bad places right now. This economy is stretching people's, their ability to survive in this society right now. I mean, let's face it. 30 million people are thinking about where they're going to get food. 9 million people in this country right now don't know where their next meal's coming from. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, it is. And this new report we're going to talk about here at the top of the hour, 780 Coloradans are losing their health coverage every week.
It's awful. Yeah, 50 million people.
1.5 million foreclosed homes in the United States.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, what is it, 65% of people that file bankruptcy in this country, it was because of health care. It's awful.
Yeah, it is awful.
We're at a time right now that we've never seen in this society, and the American dream, the ones of us that are hanging on to it, are hanging on by our skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
Because it's slipping away. I mean, look what's happening. We're going back to riding scooters and tiny cars, which is what third world countries have been doing. We're going backwards. And I support it because I want to get us off fossil fuels. But, man, where's our innovation? Where's, you know?
Well, they crush technology, you know. Just check out the film, Who Killed the Electric Car.
Way back to, that's right. Way back to Reagan, before Reagan. I mean, with those guys, what he and Greenspan did to Social Security is unforgivable. And what the Bush administration has done to this country for the past 8 years, it's evident we're living it right now.
Great call, Walt. Hey, thanks a lot for participating this morning, ma'am. All right, we'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. I want your reaction to that Glenn Beck audio from yesterday. Why can they not give us any solutions? I think we can all agree that there's something wrong with the healthcare system. I mean, they claim that you basically have people that are underinsured using the emergency room as basically their health care. So what are they offering in return? I hear nothing. 303-713-7600. Can you align yourself with folks like Glenn Beck? If you're a Glenn Beck fan, I'd like to talk to you this morning. 303-713-7600. Michelle and Aurora, thanks for holding on, Michelle.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Yeah, that guy's crazy. I mean, to me, this it's all insanity. I mean, you have corporations taking over. You have people working at jobs that don't have a right to an opinion, have to hang on because they're not getting raises. They're not getting adequate amount of money to survive, as the last caller says. You just take it and you have to be quiet. You're not entitled to any rights right now, anything. You're scared every day to go to work for fear of losing your job. So you have people just trying to hang on. Just trying to hang on to make it. And I think that's really, really sad that it's come down to the bottom line. It's come down to how much these CEOs and board members make. The rich are just getting richer, and everybody else is.
And the gap is just growing.
It is just growing astronomically. But we don't hear about these people taking pay cuts or asked to take a furlough for a week where their salaries are exorbitant. They're asking people that make 30, 40, 50,000 to take a furlough for a week. They're asking people, oh, we don't have enough money in the budget to give you a raise this year, yet the economy and the prices are astronomical, not just with gas, with food, with everyday living.
Well, it's like them, you know, raising the registration fees if you're late and whatnot. And I saw an article this morning, you know, the city has spent like over $50,000 to get off-duty cops to go and sit around at DMVs.
And that's
just a waste of money to me. I don't understand why a police officer needs to be hanging out at the DMV.
It is ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And the reason the GOP has no answers is because they don't socialize with people of my caliber, number one. President Bush is not going to come to my neighborhood. A Michael Steele, who I had to hear on CNN, say that Obama's prick isn't anything, who said Obama, who will be addressing the NAACP, has nothing to offer. At least he's putting some plans forward. Are they all perfect? No, but he's tackling each issue at a time that was left to him by a president who sat and did nothing for the last 4 years. Nothing. He has two wars. He has the economy. He has this health care issue. It's overwhelming, period. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming for an average person every day to try to figure this out and deal with it. I know it's overwhelming for him, but he's putting something forward. The Republican Party has run out of ideas. They have run out of
their old hat.
Yes.
They've lost.
Exactly.
And I don't understand why we're looking for bipartisanship when it comes to health care. I don't understand. Just ram it through.
Because you have to try to work with these people.
I don't think we need to. They didn't work with us in the last 8 years.
No, they sure didn't.
But then again,
listen.
We had a caller last hour, Blaze, that says, why can't we all just get together and just think about we and a community and the whole, you know, the division of the country. If people want to talk about division of the country right now, I've never seen it at this level.
I thought it
was at a height leading into the election. I thought it would be gone once, you know, we figured out who our next president would be, whether it was John McCain or Barack Obama. But it's still there.
It's there because people are struggling to get by.
You know what I heard on the radio yesterday, Michelle? One of the afternoon programs, they were claiming that Martin Luther King was a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even know why that argument's coming up right now. I really, really don't.
They have to have something that they can throw out there.
Yeah.
They are a party that is fighting against every single idea, fighting against every single progression that the Democrats are trying to make.
Yeah.
It's a tough time, but we have to, as people, try to find a way to help one another, because the way that this is going, it's destroying the fabric of what we stand for as a country.
Michelle, great call.
Okay.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right, thanks. So I'm going to read this email from Greg. This came yesterday in response to something we were talking about. And since I'm not a Christian, I may not be aware, but where are the passages in the Bible where Jesus ministered to the wealthy and told the poor to take a hike? Were the lepers, he healed only the rich ones or something? I don't think he said he would do it for money or only if they had a health insurance policy. Isn't there something about heaven, the eye of a needle, and a rich man? In our Bible, what Christians would call the Old Testament, you're supposed to leave some of your crops, one-seventh maybe, so the poor can take what they want from that field. Thank you, Greg. Great email from yesterday. 303-713-7600. Doug in Westminster, Doug in Brush. Hang on, I'm coming to you. Got a couple open lines, and we are giving away tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Get in line here, and you will, if you get on the phone with me, talk to me, your name will get thrown in a hat, and we'll pick a name at the end of the show. And you'll be the winner of that $200 prize package. So got a couple phone calls hanging on. Stick around, and we'll get to you right after this break. I'm a little late. Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic?
No accidents to get in your way, but Southbounders on.
Your local Ace has some of the hottest items of the season on sale right now. For a limited time, buy a 32-gallon heavy-duty trash can for just $9.99. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points on this and other red-hot buys throughout the store. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money on all your projects all summer long. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Sale price is good at participating stores throughout July while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
From Consumer Reports, savings round the clock. I'm Reese France. Early birds don't get only worms anymore. They're eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. Especially in times like these, with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. Here's a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel. The cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find the least expensive seats are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to book a bargain seat is midweek, Tuesday afternoon through Thursday. Bowling. For the best rates, go before 9 or 10 a.m., or sometimes after 9 p.m. Car washes. Deals can be had if you drive in early, before 8 or 9 a.m. Farmers markets. Sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm, so look for deals near closing time. Golf. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 or 4 p.m. Tennis. You'll often save by starting your game as early as 6 or 7 in the morning or late, like after 9 at night. Movies. Matinees, usually in the morning or early afternoon, are a traditional money saver. And finally, restaurants. Even some high-end places now offer early bird specials and other tasty inducements. Look for lunches starting before 11 and dinners at 4 or 5. Night owl specials often begin around 9. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org. Some common camera goofs. I'm Ernie Sprantz. As part of a test of digital cameras for the July issue, Consumer Reports surveyed some 8,200 online subscribers about the care and feeding of their digital cameras. Many failed to make the best use of their new point-and-shoots. 66% didn't regularly clean the camera lens. You should clean the lens before each use. This minimizes the risk of focusing problems and blurry areas on pictures. 45% left photos in their camera for at least a month. Photo files should be copied to a backup device, like a hard drive, soon after capture. This reduces the risk of theft or deletion. 39% didn't know whether the camera had scene modes, image stabilization, face detection, or burst mode. These features make shooting easier and can improve your photos, so check the manual for features you may be unaware of. 28% of those surveyed told us they cleaned the lens with a shirt sleeve, household tissue, or canned air. You should clean your lens gently with a microfiber lens cloth and lens cleaning fluid. This way, you won't scratch or otherwise damage the surface. And finally, for those upgrading to a newer camera, 13% disposed of their old camera in the trash. If possible, sell your current camera, give it away, or recycle it. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Hello, Doctor.
It's Basil Doc.
Uh-oh. What is it?
We're going to have to take half off.
This week, buy a $30 gift certificate to Basil Doc's Pizza for only $15. It's Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast and AM760.net.
What would you do? I'm asking you, what would you do to change this health care system for the better? After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I don't care! You people don't care about the trillions! Get off my phone! I'm going to lose my mind today.
Glenn Beck from yesterday's program, radio program, 303-713-7600. Now, you hear Kathy asking point blank, what are you offering? And he can't give anything. Instead, he decides to just go off. And there was about 3 minutes that preceded that of them going back and forth about health care. And again, he offered no solutions. How do you deal with folks like this? And if we have any Glenn Beck fans out there, I'd love to hear from you. And it looks like we have one, actually. Mark in Denver. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Turk. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. You?
Oh, not half bad. I got two things I want to talk about. I'll leave the Glenn Beck thing for a second.
Okay.
Last hour, you had a guy, Mark, that called in and essentially said that conservatives are traitors.
He said, yeah, he said it was a party of traitors. And I disagreed with him, didn't I?
And I heard you say that, which I appreciate. Well, and he also said that the conservative party is the me party. Well,
I agree with that.
Well, yeah, then I disagree with you all.
Okay.
You know, my wife does well. Last month, I donated $2,000 to the Warriors for Quiet Waters Fund. The month before that, I donated a couple thousand dollars to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Trauma Limited. I donate thousands of dollars monthly, not to myself, but to charities that I think are worthy. The difference between the Conservative Party, or not the Republicans, because I disagree with them, and you know that, and the Democrats is that the Democrats think they should take my money and determine where it goes, where I feel that I should take my money and determine who I donate it to.
Dems aren't telling you where you should donate your money to.
When they take it in form of taxes and give it to people that I don't think that are worthy of my tax dollars, yes, they are.
Who's not worthy of your tax dollars that you think your money's going to right now?
Well, let's see. In my wife's business, they have people that roll up in Denali's with gold rings all over their fingers, nail extensions, talking on iPhones, yet they have Medicare. I have a problem with that. My tax dollars go to fund their Medicare. You don't have a problem with that? No, I understand that.
I've not seen one person rolling around in a Denali that's collecting Medicare.
I could have five dentists call you right now that would tell you the same thing I just told you. No questions asked.
All right, well, let's back it up. Let's see if somebody's out there that can back that up.
Well, I can see if
people
I
know that are on Medicare that are rolling, don't you know, the ones I know don't even have transportation.
And I understand that there's people out there that
and
really need Medicare.
Like a friend of mine that passed away, as a matter of fact, because he couldn't get a heart transplant.
Which is a shame.
He couldn't work.
But you don't want to. That deserve Medicare, but when they.
Well,
have,
I'm not going to say that there aren't people out there that are collecting that don't deserve it. There are those folks. Yes.
As far as the Glenn Beck thing goes, he was way out of control. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, I heard that and I was just appalled.
But I will say that the clip that you just played, the little last segment where she said, "What's your solution?" She said, "People like you don't even care about the bailouts or whatever." I've listened to Glenn Beck for a couple of years, and he's gone off on George Bush, on Barack Obama, about the bailouts. He cares about the bailouts. So, yeah, maybe he didn't answer the question, but that's because I would assume, I can't talk for him, but
right.
When somebody pushes you to a certain point and you hear that last statement and you just lose your mind on that last statement, well, of course you're not going to answer their question right before their last ridiculous statement, and that's what I think happened.
All right, well, if you listen to the 3 to 4 minutes, you could tell as soon as she got on the air, you could tell she was going to be the target of some of his just crazy antics.
Well, no, they went back.
I mean, he was sitting there being so kind. Oh, yes, Kathy. Oh. I mean, he was just being such a jerk.
And to be fair,
if I could have reached into through the, you know, through my speakers and grabbed him by his neck and strangled him, I would have liked to.
And to be fair, you can't tell me that Jay Marvin and I haven't gone down that path where he's mocked me, and I understand that's part of the shtick. Or David Sirota, when he played the racist music, you know, about my comment that I'm married to a Hispanic, and he's, oh, let me guess, your friends are black. So as part of the shtick, it's part of your guys' job to ramp up the rhetoric and get your base excited.
You know, I think he was genuinely angry and just acting like a crazy fool.
I don't doubt that he was pissed off. I'm sure he was. But
I mean, if that's
a
shtick, he's the same guy that makes fun of Howard Dean's scream. I think this one has got that one beaten.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. But if you look at Massachusetts healthcare plan, I believe that even though you're required to have healthcare there, 25% of the people don't have it. They just rather pay the fine. So that's what we're saying.
The system's broke. How do we fix it? I think that's what we're all trying to solve here.
Yeah, but they're trying to mandate it nationwide.
Hey.
You have to have it.
5.4% surtax on people making over $1 million a year. I'm all for it.
Well, I know, and that's the other problem I have is let's take from people that are successful to make life easy for everybody else. And I understand that health care is probably a necessity, but it's not a right.
All right.
And that's where I differ with you.
Mark, listen, I always appreciate your phone call, dude. All right.
Brother.
You too, man. Bye. Take it easy. He's that guy I said that's been working out at DIA. I should have asked him if there's any funny business going on there, if they're building an underground city that's going to house the chosen people. Man, I'd like to talk more about that one. 303-713-7600. Lindsay and Doug, please hang on. Going to take your phone calls next. I'm a little late for a break. Wanted to get Mark in there, a Glenn Beck fan. Any more Glenn Beck fans want to basically back him and his tirade there on the caller, Kathy? 303-713-7600. Got a guest coming up at 8 o'clock on healthcare. Wait till you hear about this new report on how many Coloradans are losing their health coverage every week. All right, more of your phone calls coming up next, 7:35, right in the middle of morning hour rush. Here's Todd Parker.
Watch out for a center lane stall. This is southbound I-25, just south of 58. Going to hang you up a little bit as you're making your way downtown. But then once you get to about I-70, things will slow up even more. Westbound 76 is where speeds are going to be dropping on that approach to 74th. Taking you up to I-25, they're going to fall into the 20s and 30s. Eastbound 6th Avenue, dragging a little bit, Sheridan to I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high in the low 90s and sunny skies throughout. Currently, it's 66. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Don't miss the CalSpas Factory Overstock Liquidation Sale. Save thousands on beautiful brand-new hot tubs. Get free delivery, free financing on approved credit, and an outdoor gas fire pit free with every hot tub purchase. But hurry, CalSpas Factory Overstock Liquidation Sale ends Sunday.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
From Consumer Reports, Questions of Health. I'm Ernie Sprantz. You're wondering, does grape juice have some of the same health benefits as red wine? Probably, though red wine may offer extra protection. Both are high in flavonoids, plant compounds that may protect the heart by inhibiting blood clots and possibly increasing the level of good HDL cholesterol. But the alcohol in wine may provide an additional anti-clotting benefit. Of course, too much alcohol poses serious risks, and both beverages pack about 190 calories per cup, so drink them in moderation. Your doctor has suggested minimally invasive surgery for back pain. Is it worth trying? Only as a last resort. Such surgery uses smaller incisions than the standard operation, but nearly half of some 1,100 readers who underwent back surgery said recovery was longer and more painful than expected. Pain resolves on its own in about 6 weeks. When it doesn't, acupuncture, chiropractic care, or exercise often help. So consider surgery only if other options have failed. Your wife applies makeup daily. Is it dangerous for her to inhale the dust from facial powder? That's unclear. People exposed to very large amounts of those powders, such as workers in manufacturing plants, may be at higher risk of lung disease and certain cancers. But there's little research on the amount people breathe in while applying their makeup. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Wishing I was on KBCO right now.
Just kidding.
Robin Hart, the great Robin Hart, just poked her head in here and said, Brett Saunders just interviewed Sonny Ortiz from Widespread Panic. Duh. So you missed it, so no need to go to KBCO, so stick it here. I'm jealous. But I will suggest that all of our listeners go over to KBCO tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Widespread Panic's going to be doing their KBCO Studio C appearance. I also understand that they're going to be playing a sound check that'll be broadcast live as well. So from what I understand, there's about a three-hour block that KBCO has, perhaps, with Widespread Panic tomorrow. And I'm sure there's going to be a ton of KBCO Studio C appearances next couple of days on KBCO due to the Mile High Music Festival, which we're giving away tickets for. All you got to do is call into the show at 303-713-7600 and get on with me, and your name will be thrown in a hat. It's not that hard. If I can do this, anybody can. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Been hanging on some time. Hey, Doug.
Morning, John.
What's up, dude?
Hey, man. Glenn Beck's a freak, and that's all there really is to it.
What do you make of that phone call? I mean, is that shtick or is that, you know, just genuine anger?
Oh, it's genuine anger. It's just like Rush Limpnode when he made fun of Michael J. Fox during the election. You know, that was real sweet, too.
Yeah, that was classy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And how about Rush Limbaugh yesterday making fun of the way Barack Obama throws a baseball?
Uh-huh. And when it comes to people that listen to these guys, and I really mean this because it's the only way you get across to these people, I really, really hope somebody that loves those radio hosts gets sick to the point where somebody dies and they can't afford it. I want them to know the feeling that girl that needed the liver transplant and Cigna turned her down, and when they finally did okay it, she died 2 hours later.
Yeah, fact is people are dying because they're not getting health care.
Yeah, even William Potter, that was the former CEO. I watched Bill Moyer's journal last Friday night.
Uh-huh.
It was a nasty wake-up call. And even he himself said Michael Moore was 100% right. I want these people to have illnesses.
I trust Bill Moyers.
I do, too.
You know, more so than Michael Moore.
I really want the pubs that think that this is all good, I want them to get sick, and I want them to get turned down, and then I want them to lose their house. I want them to go scratching for their next plate of food. And as far as the naming of the party, Rush Limpnode calls the Democrats the Democrat Party, so it's basically the Republic Party. And I've thrown that at some people, and boy, are they pissed. But you tell them, hey, Rush says this. Well, I said, no, you are now called the Republic Party, and I hope you lose everything that you have because you're too stupid to realize that you're getting jerked to the point of no return.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm looking through this article right now on CNN of M's new health care reform plan. And, you know, Republicans are slamming the bill already, and they're trying to amend it as it goes through the three committees, which are considering legislation this week, Doug. And here's Representative Roy Blunt from Missouri. He said the bill, without any question, will kill jobs, limit access to health care, will raise taxes, and will lead to a government takeover of health care. Blunt said he will offer an amendment requiring all elected federal officials, including Obama and Vice President Joe Biden, to enroll in the new public insurance option. I don't think for this thing if they weren't willing to go into it themselves.
They're already in it.
Exactly.
They're already in it.
Come on, Roy Blunt. What are you thinking?
Oh, geez.
Don't get it.
I don't understand it, but it's now the Republic Party. Throw that at people's faces and just get nasty with them and say, well, if you don't want this, then that's fine. But there is only one problem with the health care. If it's going to be a mandatory thing, you know, hey, with what I make, you know what I'm making, it will break me. So there's got to be some type of another system. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to fix that part of it.
I'm liking this plan. We're going to talk about this coming up here at 8 o'clock with the guest, Doug. So thanks a lot for playing, man, this morning.
All right, have a good
morning. Give me a shout, brother.
You will.
All right. 303-713-7600. Nancy and Lakewood, hang on. You're next, as well as Jim. Lindsay and our round for some time. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
I was watching the Bill Moyer show, too. You know what comes across is people with money are, you know, sort of insulated, like all these executives and everything. They don't realize that there are everyday working people who don't make the kind of salaries they do. And it was like that guy said, you know, here he is on his corporate jet, leather seats, you know, he was totally insulated. And when he went to that show or the thing where the doctors do free medical care for people.
Right.
He said it opened his eyes to the fact that, you know, here are hundreds of people waiting hours upon hours to see a doctor because they can't afford to go to a doctor. I mean, it was really, it was a good program. If everybody...
Yeah, to me it seems like those who have insurance know that some things they can't afford and they just put off health care, while some of the folks that don't have it just know that they're not going to be stuck with the bill, so they'll just go anyway.
Oh, I'm not too sure about that, really. I mean, I have health care, and believe me, if I feel there's something wrong, I go to the doctors. Cause
I mean, isn't health care about taking care of the sick?
Yes.
That's what the general idea is, right?
Right.
But meanwhile, what I see coming from the GOP is they don't want sick people in the healthcare system.
Yeah, and what I love is...
And they complain that we want healthy people in the healthcare, so, you know, paying for healthcare.
All these senators and congressmen have free healthcare, so what the hell do they care if the rest
exactly.
of them don't have it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole point.
Good point, Lindsay.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot for calling.
Have a good morning.
All right, you too. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Nancy in Lakewood. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, you?
I'm doing well, I think, anyway.
It's early still.
Yeah. I'm still applying coffee.
I know. Well, get a cup and tell me what's on your mind, Nancy.
I have a comment for Mark, who called in a couple of callers ago, and you know he's doing well and conservative and good for you, dude. But his comment was, you know, he wants to put his money where he wants to, and okay, but what about all the things that need to happen? Necessarily not by choice.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want to put money for new roads, does he? Fix the potholes. Or for, you know, for schools, for kids.
Exactly. Is he only going to have his own private police department that only handles his neighborhood? What about that? Or maybe his
house? Yeah, emergency responders. Exactly.
And what about the people who live in another part of town that don't have the money to chip in with his neighbors for that good police department? What about that? Anyway, just when people say that they want to determine where they put their money, that's all fine and good, but what about all the programs that might fail because not everybody wants to contribute to them, but they're still good programs and they need to be in place, like the police or like the fire or like an ambulance. And I know a lot of the ambulances are going private, but still. And when his comment about, you know, the people who pull up in the Denalis with the gold rings, well, remember that there's loopholes in everything, including tax shelters that I'm guessing maybe he and his wife use one or two of.
You know, I don't know if they do or not, but you bring up a great point.
But my
right.
point is there's loopholes in everything.
There's loopholes in everything, yeah.
You know, and that's what I wanted to make them remember. There's loopholes in everything, regardless of whether it's for rich people or poor people. And don't forget that there's a lot of social programs that need all of us to invest in, not just one neighborhood or one block.
Very good point.
Anyway.
Hey, thanks for responding to Mark.
Hey, sure, no worries.
And yeah, I've never seen somebody, you know, and I'm sure maybe it's happened, but, you know, I've never seen somebody roll up looking for Medicare that's rolling around in a Denali.
I don't think I have either, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen, and like I said, there's loopholes in everything. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. And remember, you know,
there's people out there that can afford health care that don't just use the emergency room as their health care provider.
Right, exactly, and that would stop all of that. So, yeah.
And what's wrong with that? Isn't that what they want? They don't want to provide health insurance to people who don't have it?
And I don't think there's going to be a lot of job loss because I think there's going to be a lot of people like me out there that start their own businesses and are entrepreneurs. And for all the people that might be in healthcare that lose jobs, there's going to be the people like me that pick them up and can use their expertise.
Yeah. Well, Dems say that this new measure, would only affect less than 5% of small business owners.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy.
I'm a small business owner. So.
Great call.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. 303-713-7600. Got a couple callers hanging on. Going to step aside, get our morning update from Michael Spear, Executive VP of Presidential Brokerage. That's coming up, and more of your phone calls in at 8 o'clock. Didi, the person from the Colorado Health Initiative, going to talk about this new report about how many Coloradoans are losing health care each and every day and week. 303-713-7600, Todd Parker and traffic.
The slowest part of this morning's commute are the southbound lanes of 225. This is after Parker Road as you're making your way up towards I-25. Northbound I-25 dragging on that approach to 6th Avenue. We're getting reports of a center lane stall southbound I-25 just north of downtown. Could kind of hang things up as you're making that approach to 58th. Turnpike is where we're also going to see some speeds drop, especially on the westbound side. Table Mesa to Baseline as you're heading into Boulder. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Go hog wild at the 2009 Arapahoe County Fair, July 22nd through the 26th, where for $10, you'll enjoy rodeos, demolition derbies, mutton busting, dog shows, tractor pulls, concerts, fireworks, free parking, and more. Go to ArapahoeCountyFair.com and download a coupon today.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sotomayor hearings.
I was amazed.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
751, now's the time where we check in with our good friend Michael Spear, Executive VP, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. Hey, Michael, good morning to you.
Good. How you doing, Turk?
I'm hanging in, man. Beautiful Thursday, getting close to the weekend.
Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go, man. I got the Mile High Music Festival coming up Saturday and Sunday, so I got a big weekend.
Yeah, that ought to be a good time.
It is going to be a good time. It looked like we had a pretty good day yesterday, but I'm looking at the headline this morning, and it says stocks fall at open despite drop in jobless claims. What's going on out there today, Michael?
Well, they did drop at the open, but now the market has recovered, and the Dow has just gone. We got the Turk bounce a few minutes ago,
sweet,
I guess, because they knew you were coming on and going to talk about it. So the Dow is up 31 points right now. The NASDAQ is up a little over 4. The S&P is up just a fraction, as is the Russell. So we have gone into positive territory over the last few minutes. We did get some pretty good earnings from JP Morgan Chase, obviously a major impact when they do well or do poorly.
Yeah, they jumped 36%, Michael.
Yeah, that's right. So, and with jobless claims, new claims for unemployment dropping a little bit, or not as high as expected, that's helping out the markets. So that's what's going on this morning. And if you need some help figuring out what this means for your investments, that's what we do. We do this all day long. We have about 20 people here in the office, probably, well, actually closer to 30, that will help you put together an intelligent portfolio design. If you'd like to see what we're doing, along with all the other people that have been stopping by, please do. Give a call. Let us know you're coming. We'll have the coffee on, and it's free. Why wouldn't you do that? 303-694-1600 is the number. That's 303-694-1600-JT.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at the same time, Buzz.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right. See you.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals
on,
that you're
today?
Full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy 2 bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Safe Retirement Question Number 25. Want to know how to never lose your retirement and still take advantage of the stock market? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
7:54, got about 4 minutes before we got to check into CBS News. Then I got a guest here on healthcare, so I'm going to try to get everybody in that's been hanging on. So I'm going to give you each about 60 seconds. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, hi, John.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I just wanted to make the point. I was campaigning for Obama, and we get into discussions with some of the people. And my point was, first, we needed to take back the media. And the reason I say that is because, you know, all of the healthcare debate, anything the Dems wanted to push through would be a lot easier to push through if...
Yeah, but we can't have Obama take control of the media. Do you want to have our media run like China?
No, I don't mean take control of it in the sense that government runs it. I'm talking about, you know, going back to having 10,000 radio stations in the nation instead of five
right.
owners that own them all.
Yeah, and you have syndicated programming all over the place.
And then also having...
Okay, I get what you're saying, Jim.
And then you put some of these pinheads like Glenn Beck right out of business because you put in some stipulations into law that say that stuff that they say has to be truthful and fact-based and, you know...
Yeah, we need some real news reporting. News reporting is definitely at an all-time low.
Absolutely. I mean, I even heard...
when bloggers are breaking news, I think we have problems.
I'm not a big fan of Jesse Ventura, but he was on... Larry King last night saying exactly the same thing that, you know, the media, this whole Michael Jackson coverage, I don't care if he, you know, was the greatest singer ever. You know, I don't know how you even judge that, but enough is enough.
All right.
That, you know,
well, I had to talk about it for a couple of days, man, but I hear you. It's gotten a little old hat. It's been the front of CNN. It's been on the front page of CNN for days now when I go on their website for weeks.
Too much, and what it's doing is pushing all of the actual news and truth and people's learning right out of the way for what? For a pop star? Come on. You know, it's just it's
gotcha.
Horrible.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call, man. I'm going to squeeze another one here real quick.
All right, bye.
Doug in Denver. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good. You today?
Good. Just real quick, the guy who called about the people and their Denalis and whatever... I think the issue is really, are they qualified to receive Medicare according to the rules? And if they are and they're not scanning the system, then whether they have a Cadillac and an iPhone and whatever else is...
Yeah, if they qualify, you can't complain about them getting it, right?
Complain about the rules if you don't like it.
Yeah, the rules are probably the problem. And like, you know, an earlier caller said, I think it was Lindsay, there's loopholes in everything.
And as for the 4 or 5% on people making over $1 million, we said, well, I don't want to see that happen. Don't punish people for their success. They probably have accountants that save them more than that anyway. I doubt anybody in that income bracket actually pays what they owe in tax.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But when I look at these figures, they don't seem that bad to me. I'm sorry. You know, 5.4% seems a little high for couples earning more than a million, but 1.5% surtax on couples between 500,000 and a million, and just a 1% surtax on joint incomes over 350,000 or 280,000 individually. That sounds like a good plan to me.
I mean, if you have a decent accountant, you can probably save most of that.
Now, if I made over $280,000 a year, I might think differently, but I don't. And the majority of Americans don't.
Correct.
You know, so why would we go along with people that are making over $1 million a year if you don't make $1 million a year? I don't get it.
I mean, it's not like if you're making $80,000 now and you make $280,000 in the future, it's not like the tax bracket's going to knock you back to bring it home like you were at 80.
Exactly. Great call, Doug. Hey, thanks a lot, man, for the input here.
Take care.
All right, you too, man. Danny in Boulder County, if you want to hang through this next guest, I got a segment before Chuck Morris comes in, too. So we'll talk to Dee Dee DePerson from the Colorado Health Initiative next about this new report on how many Coloradans are losing health care coverage each and every day. That coming up next on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
They want all the parts in place because we're Democrats. It's what we do. We get it right. We don't just do stuff. We do it right. When you do stuff in a hurry, you end up with stuff like Iraq.
Randy Rhodes, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Did you know there are 10 things collecting dust in your house right now that are worth money on eBay?
Don't think so? Well, just to prove it, we're going to send you a free guide with the secrets to making money on the internet. And it's yours free of charge by calling right now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Americans are still losing jobs, but the layoffs seem to be slowing.
Bottom line, I think things are improving, but not quite as much as these numbers would suggest.
Economist Mark Zandi on the new government report showing that claims for unemployment benefits hit a six-month low last week, 522,000. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
You're still over 500,000 people in this latest week. That's still a very large number, but it does appear this is well below where it peaked a couple of months ago at almost 700,000.
The latest figures show no easing of the home foreclosure crisis. Rick Sharga with RealtyTrack says the fever may not peak before year's end.
The industry-wide moratorium that took place earlier in the year, the numerous legislative procedures that have been put in place, and all the loan modification programs to date simply haven't worked.
Foreclosures are up by about a third over the past year. Another big bank's reporting a spectacular second quarter profit. J.P. Morgan Chase made more than $2.7 billion. It's a different story for CIT Group. With the government refusing to give it a new lifeline, CIT could be forced to file for bankruptcy. The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor is back in session. Live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. What's the latest, Bob?
Frank, Sotomayor has been asked about the same issues over and over again, but senators say they want to ask more, so she's back. Republican John Kyle pressed on the New Haven firefighters case.
Isn't it true that you were incorrect in your earlier statement that you were bound by established Supreme Court and Second Circuit precedent?
Sotomayor said she was right, but someone else who disagrees strongly will appear before the committee later. Frank Ricci, one of the firefighters who brought the case, was asked by Republicans to come and testify. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Three House committees are getting down to business on health care. A Senate panel has passed its version of a reform bill, but CBS's Chip Reed tells us the finish line is way off in the distance.
The betting in Washington is that in the end it's going to be almost a strictly Democratic bill, but there are some still trying to get some Republican votes here, and that's slowing things down a bit in the Senate. And they still haven't passed a bill in the Finance Committee that gives any idea of how they're going to pay for it.
Michael Frederick is afraid the cost of the bill will wreck his manufacturing business in Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
I'm fed up with it. I don't like it.
Two of last year's Big Emmy Award winners are in the running this time around. CBS's Steve Futterman has that.
Topping the list of this year's nominees, the NBC comedy 30 Rock. It has 22 nominations, including one for Best Comedy. Among the drama series, the AMC show Mad Men has the most nominations, 17. It's up for Best Drama along with Lost, Big Love, Damages, House, Dexter, and Breaking Bad. Of the seven shows nominated for Best Drama, only two are from traditional networks.
59-year-old Tom Watson's the clubhouse leader at the British Open, 5 under par at 65. The Dow is up 4 points. This is CBS News.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite. Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Fees for late motor vehicle registrations have gone from a flat $10 to as high as $100, and it's causing tempers to flare at DMV offices, so much so that Jefferson and Douglas counties are hiring off-duty police officers for security. The Denver Post reports that cost is about $25,000 a month. Senator Michael Bennett continues to rake in dollars for his 2010 campaign. Bennett's raised $2.6 million in just 5 months, political analyst Floyd Cerulli.
Raising that much money in the first half of the year for a brand new senator, an individual who was appointed, he wasn't even elected, is extraordinary.
Cerulli says Bennett's fundraising ability will likely scare off Democrats thinking about a primary challenge. Jeffco health officials say an outbreak of plague is killing prairie dogs at the Westminster Hills Open Space and Dog Park.
Health officials have confirmed plague in a flea that was found in that area. So far, no reports of any dogs or cats getting plague, and there are no human cases. Plague is spread by flea bites of small animals and rodents, sometimes dogs and cats, and even humans. Symptoms include high fever and extreme fatigue.
AM 760's Jerry Bell. Former Bronco running back Travis Henry has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison on drug charges. Sports, Rockies and Padres tonight in San Diego. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Eastbound 270 starting to get busy across Commerce City, pretty much as you're getting off of I-25, making your way towards York. In fact, speeds are going to drop into the 30s and 40s through there. Northbounders on I-25 still pretty sluggish underneath those bridges up towards 6th Avenue as you're traveling between the Tech Center and downtown. That drive's going to cost you about 20 to 25 minutes this morning. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny and hot with a high of about 93 degrees. Currently, it's 69. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Centers. At Fast Cash, they shop the competition and pay you 40% more for your gold. Call for an instant quote before you sell or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easy.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Safe retirement question number 25. Want to know how to never lose your retirement and still take advantage of the stock market? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:07, we're into hour three of the J. Marvin program. I'm John Turk filling in for you all this week. I got tomorrow also. And we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival today. All you got to do is call in here and get in with me at 303-713-7600. We have a guest now, and we've had her on this show before. She's awesome, Dee Dee DePerson. She's executive director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, CCHI. And she's been there since September of 06. They work to expand access to barrier-free, quality, affordable health care by bringing a united consumer voice to the policy and legislative arenas. Ms. DePerson, over 25 years of involvement with nonprofit organizations at the local, state, and national levels with 10 years of senior management experience. She's the recipient of numerous awards, including a National Energy Commendation from the Urban Consortium, Community Advocate from the Denver Domestic Violence Coordinating Council, and Business Woman of the Year from the Colorado Business Council. She was also named one of seven who make a difference by the Jackson Hole Guide. She served on many local, state, and national boards and commissions related to both her work and interests. She's currently a mayoral appointee to the Denver Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Commission. She's also secretary for the board of the Colorado Whitewater Association. She's a busy lady, and you can check them out at cohealthinitiative.org. And Dee Dee, hey, welcome back to the J. Marvin Show. It's great to have you back here.
Thanks so much for having me on again. Good morning.
Good morning. It looks like the Families USA released a report yesterday detailing how many Coloradans are losing their health coverage each and every week. And what does this report show us, or what are some of the things that is coming out of this report, Dee Dee?
You know, it's a pretty startling report. They have state-level data, and as I know you know from the report, they're saying 780 people every week are going to lose their health coverage. That's almost over $40,000 people each year. And I want to emphasize that this isn't people who are losing health coverage because they're unemployed. These are people who are employed and losing health coverage.
And why are some of these employed people losing health coverage? Can you give us a few examples?
Yeah, I think the biggest reason is simply the cost and the premiums. As businesses struggle to afford health care, costs are spiraling out of control. They're increasing the cost sharing for employees, and sometimes it's just becoming completely unaffordable, and they're dropping health insurance altogether.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So 780 Coloradoans losing health coverage every week. And this is also causing a strain on the economy, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked a little bit before on the show about the cost shift. In other words, we pay for folks who are uninsured one way or the other.
Right.
And unfortunately, when people don't have access to health insurance and access to health care, they often end up trying to get health care in some of the most expensive ways, like in emergency departments.
And I'm looking at some of these other numbers that are coming out from this report by Families USA. And you can also check out the report at cohealthinitiative.org. And the Colorado economy loses between $2.1 billion and $4.19 billion every year due to lost productivity stemming from the uninsured.
Exactly. I mean, when you think about people that don't have health insurance, that means they're not getting preventative care, they're not getting sort of the interventions early that might help them keep being productive in communities and at work, and they tend to get a lot sicker. Earlier, I guess it was last year, we released a report showing that people without insurance, about one person a day dies in Colorado due to lack of health insurance. And so when you think about all the sort of spectrum of what can happen when you don't have access to health care, it's huge on the economy, for communities, for businesses, for families.
So can you back up, Dee Dee, that people are dying because of lack of health care?
Absolutely. Families USA released state-level data, I think it was about 6 months ago, based on some very good data, and the estimate, I think, was about one person a day in Colorado dies from lack of health insurance.
Wow.
They're not getting access to care.
Okay, and I'm going to play a little audio clip for you
sure.
In just a second. But Glenn, you familiar with Glenn Beck?
Yes.
He had a caller on yesterday, kind of going back and forth mm-hmm. about health care. Mm-hmm. And he made the claim, there's not people dying because we're not providing health care. I mean, he claimed that there wasn't, and I just want to play this little clip for you.
Okay.
And this is Glenn Beck with this caller. And she asked for, what is the right offering to fix the healthcare system. And here's what he does. You won't believe this, Dee Dee.
What would you do? I'm asking you, what would you do to change this healthcare system for the better? After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I don't care. You people don't care about the trillions. Get off my phone! I'm going to lose my mind today.
Dee Dee, what do you think of that?
Well, first of all, I'm glad I wasn't on the phone with him.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I think it's about investing in healthcare. You know, I understand that the cost and the price tag that they're talking about is really high, and people are worried about the economy. But this isn't about just sort of throwing money away on bailing things out. This is about investing in people and communities. So in the long term, they're going to be more productive and healthier. It's about investing in families and communities and businesses so they can be competitive and strong at the state and the national and the global level. We can't compete in a world economy and not provide health care. Every other nation does. We need to get it figured out. And we're smart enough to get it figured out, but we're going to have to make some changes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Where do you and the Colorado Health Initiative stand as far as single payer versus public option?
Well, those actually are sort of comparable because public option is one element
right.
of a different system of health care reform. Single payer is not an option that's on the table right now at the federal level. It's just not. There are three.
Do you wish it was on the table?
I can't really comment on that.
Okay.
In other words, I'm trying to work on what we can get done
right
now that's going to cover people or cover most people.
Have you looked at the new plan that they're kind of rolling out with the taxing the rich?
There's two different pieces to healthcare reform. There's reforming the system, and then there's financing it. So there's sort of two pieces. There are three big bills at the federal level, and I will say for folks that are really interested in more information, the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is KFF.org, has a great thing where you can look at all the different bills and compare them side by side on different elements, and you can choose which elements, you can choose which bills. So if you want to get more into it, it's there.
KFF.org.
Correct.
Okay.
And there are three big bills. Two have been introduced. One should be introduced today.
Right.
One from the Senate Finance Committee, one from the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, and then the one that was introduced the day before yesterday, which is the House Tri-Committee bill.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in that fabulous sausage-making phase of legislation in which we've got federal level, three big bills, a lot of common elements, such as a public insurance option, which we think is really important, an individual mandate, which we think could be okay if there are good protections. In other words, requiring everybody to have health insurance, but making it affordable, making sure there's subsidies, making sure that there's guaranteed issue, they have to cover you, making sure that there's no exemption for pre-existing conditions. You know, individual mandate can work if it's got good protections built in. Subsidies for low-income people, expanding and reforming the public programs that already work, but making them better. All three bills are looking at expanding what works in the system and changing what doesn't work.
Your response to folks like Representative Roy Blunt, he's a congressman from Missouri, and he says this one that the House, the Tri Committee you're talking about, they're slamming that bill and pledge to try to amend it as three House committees begin legislation later this week. And this is Roy Blunt. He says, without any question, this bill will kill jobs, limit access to health care, raise taxes, and will lead to a government takeover of health care.
Right. You know, there's policy analysis, and then there's framing and messaging and spin. And I think regardless what this bill had in it, he would say the same thing. In other words, that's the standard response about everything. I don't see how, with an economy that's faltering, I would say that the only way actually through our economic struggle is by fixing the healthcare system, because businesses simply cannot survive and cannot continue with the healthcare system we have and be competitive.
Well, Dee Dee DePerson, I think you do an excellent job there. And
thanks so much.
You're really busy. You're in school, too, as well right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm trying to finish my master's degree. It'll happen. I don't know.
What are you getting your master's in?
Nonprofit management.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for having me on. We really appreciate the chance to reach out to your listeners and your thoughtfulness, too.
Yeah, and again, the website to check you out is cohealthinitiative.org.
Correct.
And you're the executive director there, and you guys do some awesome work. And thanks for letting us know about this Families USA report and coming on with us this morning.
I will. Can I do one quick
Of course you can. Yes.
August 13th from 5 to 9 p.m., if people want to eat at the Noodles and Company in Cherry Creek, 25% of the proceeds will go to CCHI. So you can have dinner and support us, too. We'd love to see you there.
It's at Noodles and Company, Cherry Creek, August 13th.
Correct.
What time?
From 5 to 9 p.m.
5 to 9 p.m.
Thank you.
All right. You got it, Dee Dee. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. You too. 303-713-7600. So if you have any comments on health care, what do you think of this new health care reform plan, the America's Affordable Health Choices Act? The bill includes tax surcharges on Americans in the top 1.2% of income, proposes a 5.4% surtax on couples earning more than $1 million, and a 1.5% surtax on couples with income between $500,000 and $1 million. Meanwhile, just a 1% surtax on joint incomes over $350,000 or individual income over $280,000. This bill also limits annual out-of-pocket spending. No more coverage exclusion for pre-existing conditions. Amen. I'm all about that. Isn't health care about taking care of the sick? That's what it should be. 303-713-7600. We're also expecting to have Chuck Morris from AEG stop by. He's been promoting concerts in this town for almost 40 years. So he'll be stopping by in the studio at some point this hour. But open lines until then. Anything you want to say about health care? If you want to respond to Glenn Beck, Glenn Beck's tirade on caller Kathy from yesterday's show, would love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. Also giving tickets away to the Mile High Music Festival. So let's line them up until Chuck Morris gets in here. It's all you. 303-713-7600. Now Todd Parker in traffic.
Northbound I-25 really starting to slow down as you're making your way out of the tech center. Starts on that approach to 225, making your way past Yale. Breaks loose for a little.
Hello again. I'm Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino, here to tell you about our new games, higher betting limits, and extended hours. There's nothing like the excitement of a craps table. It's fast-paced fun and easy to learn. Another casino favorite, roulette, spins many ways to win. Plus, now you can play all the newest slots, from pennies all the way to $100 24 hours a day. It's all at the friendliest place to play.
Lodge Casino.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
4231000.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
Your local Ace has some of the hottest items of the season on sale right now. For a limited time, buy a 32-gallon heavy-duty trash can for just $9.99. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points on this and other red-hot buys throughout the store. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money on all your projects all summer long. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Sale price is good at participating stores throughout July while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
There is this pervasive meme out there that somehow we need to be terrified. We need to be terrified of Al-Qaeda. We need to be terrified of the Muslims who are coming to get us. We need to be terrified of the brown people coming across the border, etc., etc., etc. I'm sorry. 490,000 to 550,000 Americans died last year because of our tobacco industry.
Come on, people.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Glenn Beck from yesterday's program, him going off on a listener talking about health care, just because she basically asked him, what solutions do you offer to the health care debate? How do we fix the broken system? And I think we can all agree there's something wrong with it. And if you think the system is totally fine, I'd like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. Or if you want to respond to Glenn Beck and his tirade, I'm open game. Anything you want to talk about here, we'll go into the topic-free portion of the show early. We are expecting Chuck Morris to stop by at some point here in the next maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes, but he may be a little behind. He's a busy dude trying to put on this Mile High Music Festival going on this weekend, which we're giving away tickets. A couple open lines here if you want to get on with me and talk about anything on your mind. You want to talk about what happened with the Sonia Sotomayor confirmation hearings yesterday. Haven't talked about that yet this morning. Talking about health care. Also, did you see the column by Mike Rosen this morning, basically calling the Democrats the party of socialists? And if you agree with them, I'd like to hear from you there at 303-713-7600. Also, Michael Bennett, the senator, appointed by Governor Ritter, has raised over $2.2 million already for his reelection. So we've been kind of talking about who might be a good candidate to run against him in a primary in 2010. So we're in open phones waiting for Chuck Morris. Let's get back to him. I know Denny in Boulder County waited through news. Stephen and Jeff, hold on. Hey, Denny.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I don't even want to comment on Gunbeck. I couldn't use the terminology and the vitriol to.
gotcha.
You know, I would say he's the master of the tie rage.
Mm-hmm.
Not tie rage.
No, that's genuine anger, I think, coming from him for no reason.
No, he's a very, very angry man.
Yep.
Mike Miles.
Okay, that's your vote for who should run against Bennett?
You know, I would love to have you. I think he's the...
I don't know what he's doing right now, but I can talk to him on the radio.
I think he's the Colorado Springs education in charge of that school
right.
system. Love to get him on. I would love to hear his view of what happened, you know, when the Colorado Dems decided they needed better name recognition to challenge Pete Coors for Salazar's Senate seat. And Miles had been out for like 2 years, basically canvassing the whole state, and a very, very impressive young man. And I think Mike Miles is or could have been to Colorado what Barack Obama was to Illinois.
Yeah, he was forced out.
You don't have the name recognition, you know.
And the state Democratic Party didn't really help him out.
Absolutely not. You know, I'm again. I changed my registration to unaffiliated. Michael Bennett, $2.2 million. I don't think it's the Mike Miles, you know, you know, it's not the small contributors. He's going for the big money. You know, he worked for Anschutz. He's basically anti-union.
Yeah, we'll find out where that $2.2 million came from, I'm sure, at some point.
Basically anti-union, you know. It's a
pro-oil.
You know, it's just, if this is where the Colorado Democratic Party is going.
You don't want to be led down that road.
Absolutely not. You know, I will probably vote third party if he wins the election. I'd love to see somebody challenge him in the...
Yeah, maybe a good Green Party candidate.
In the primary. Well, challenge him in the primary. You know, a progressive Democrat and, campaign finance.
We need to take care of that.
We need to get campaign finance. I want to throw in a plug for Erica. She seems like a really, really nice
She's super cool.
Also,
her politics are a little crazy, but she's a nice girl.
When Mark calls in again, I'd like to know what charities he donates to besides Trout Unlimited and probably NRA. Is he donating to the Larry Craig Morality Fund or the Mark Stanford Argentina?
I'm not sure. I don't know where he gives his money.
James, but
if somebody wants to give to charity, that's fine by me. And I'm not going to cut, you know, I'm sure there's lots of conservatives that give money to charity, and there's lots of liberals that give money to charity.
You know, and I, bless him, if he's in a position to give $3,000 to Trout Unlimited.
Hey, tax breaks. Charity giveaways also help, you know. So, I'm not going to say most people do this, but a lot of people do give to charity just in order for tax breaks.
Absolutely.
You know, which is a shame. Danny, thanks for the call, brother.
All righty.
All right, your name's in the hat.
Thanks, man.
All right, dude. 303-713-7600. Steven in Denver. Jeff on a cell. Hang on. Vince in Commerce City. I'm coming to you shortly. Hey, Steven.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I was just gonna say, make a comment on the whole Glenn Beck thing. I really think it's a bit contrived. I don't think that it's real. It seems.
Do you think that's sticky?
Yeah, I think that was a setup.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
You know, I think that they just knew the producers or the screener, whoever said, Glenn, you got one of these callers here that's going to disagree with you, and let's make an ass out of her. You know. And
okay.
That goes on behind the scenes, man, in radio and TV. Hey, you got this person coming up. This is a good one. This one's golden. Okay? And I think that, and you could tell he was being condescending. I have a 5.5-minute call. I won't replay the whole thing yet. I may do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
But, you know, there's 3 minutes of him being super condescending while she's talking. She's like, oh, Kathy, I'm sorry. You know, just, I mean, total condescension.
You'll have to play it.
Yeah, okay. I'll play the whole thing again coming up here shortly.
All right, thanks, John.
You got it, Steven. Have a great day, my man.
You too.
303-713-7600. Open lines. We got a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Giving those away here coming up at the end of the show. All you got to do is call me. It's pretty simple. You only have to talk for like 30 seconds, too. You don't have to be on here for so long.
But just taking as many calls as I can. Just waiting for Chuck Morris. Jeff on a cell phone. Hey, Jeff. You with
Hello?
Me, Jeff?
Yo, I am.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I got to learn how to push these buttons.
Yeah, you do. That's true. You got it. Are you kidding? You're the master of the control board.
Oh, I know. Well, I tell you what, I've been putting... pushing buttons for several years, and I can't hit the button, so you hear the little electronic beep when I pull you up on the air, and I always make it so you can't hear when I call your name. I don't know why I keep doing that.
That's okay. I know when I hear that beep that I'm...
You're on the air. Yeah, everybody, if you're a first-timer, when you hear a... that means you're on the air.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm getting so sick and tired. Listen to the radio, both sides. Mostly I listen to you guys, but every once in a while I... especially when I've got something that didn't set real well with me, I need to get rid of it. I listen to one of those other stations on the other side, and it sets my stomach. Anyway, I am a person who came from very little and has elevated my position very nicely in life. And the truth is that because of the way that my businesses are running, the kind of businesses I'm in, contracts that we're more than likely going to be pulling in the next 2 years, and investments, I'm probably going to be one of those people who's going to have to pay the extra. And you know what? I'm glad I am. In fact,
thank you.
Don't just tax me a little bit. Tax me even more, but here's what I want. I want the extra besides what they've already said. I want that to come off what I'm already paying in taxes for things like, say failed wars.
Imagine if you could put all the money that we spent in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan here.
That's the whole thing. I mean, just forget about that. How about just what we paid Bechtel, okay?
Very true.
Kellogg, Brown, and Roots.
It would have paid for health care reform. We wouldn't be worried about this $1.5 trillion.
In an instant. I am sick of hearing these people. And the thing that kills me is most of these people, they're never going to come near that income. In fact,
no, I mean, how many individuals are making $280,000 a year?
Not very many. There are very, very few in this country. And the truth is that you make a huge, you've got a few people that are in that $200,000 to $500,000 range, and then you jump from there up into millions of dollars a year. And, yeah, 5% of $5 million is a whole hell of a lot of pocket change. But if you're making $5 million, you can afford it. It's flat out. And if you can't, then...
Yeah, but the person making $5 million a year is going to say, how do you know we can afford it? but yeah, if you look...
How many houses and jets do you need? Okay? I mean, that's kind of the bottom line.
Right, and that, it's like things go through like this estate tax. People are able to refi on second homes, not their primary homes, Meanwhile, people are getting kicked out of their houses left and right and foreclosed on.
Here's the thing about the estate tax or death tax or whatever they want to call it. It's a moron tax, okay?
Right.
The bottom line is that I know plenty of people who've got lots more than I do. And you know what? There are so many ways that you can take the majority of that, take a lot of that. If you're willing to give up control of some of it and put it into trust, there are all kinds of things that you can do so you don't get hit as hard as that tax appears, and they like to say it. But the thing is that if you've got that much to give and you have done nothing with it, you've done nothing about protecting it with the trust, you haven't already given what you can to your children or whoever it is, the charities you want to give to, whatever it is. If you haven't done that in advance, you have not done any estate planning, then you are a moron and you deserve to be taxed a hell of a lot more than that. That's why I call it a moron tax.
All right, I got it.
And the way that it does set up is, there should be something like that because we should also, and you're still going to get taxed. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you're still part of your is going to be. From my standpoint, if my son can't stand up on his own damn 2 feet with the help that he will get from me when he's out of school and if he's just waiting for me to heal over and get all that stuff, then he doesn't deserve it in the first place.
I don't get, a lot of the conservatives consider themselves pro-lifers, right?
Yeah.
Yet they don't want to give health insurance, health care coverage to all. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I've asked that question a billion times here, but I don't think it'll ever get answered. I want to talk to a pro-lifer that'll tell me why we shouldn't be offering health care coverage to everybody.
Well, they won't be able to answer.
Exactly.
If they do, it'll be jumbo and gibberish.
All right, Jeff, awesome call, brother.
Okay, brother.
Have a good one, man. You want your name in the hat for Mile High tickets?
Yeah.
All right.
Give it to me.
We're going to be pulling in about an hour and 20 minutes, but your name's in the hat, brother.
Okay,
or Jeff, hold on a second. I need to get your number, okay?
Okay, sure.
Hold on, dude. Let's go to Vince in Commerce City. Vince, I got a couple minutes for you before I break. What's up?
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Good, man. You?
Oh, we're hanging in. You know, I'm just really excited, as I told the screener, that we're actually having a real conversation and that this window is open to actually have some sort of health care reform. And I'm hoping that we take advantage of it because the window is shut just as quick as it opened. That's number one. The idea that somebody in this country dies every day, and I don't know how often, how many times a day, simply because they could not afford insurance. Can you imagine the doctor?
Yeah, our guest, Didi DePerson, said one person in Colorado dies a day because of lack of health insurance coverage.
Think about that. It's insane. Now, put yourself in the physician's position, and you're looking at this family who's losing a child,
mm-hmm.
cancer or whatever, and they know that there's extended treatment that could save a life. People don't understand that doctor has to tell this family, well, this is all we can do. We think that this is going to work. And they know that there's more. That's really what's happening. They know that there's more that they can do, but they can't do it because of the way, the high price of insurance, that the family can't afford it or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. So those that fall on, they'll say, well, they fall on the government, and so the government mandates that they get treatment. Government mandates that you get emergency treatment. The type of treatment that kills people is maintenance treatment. They're not getting maintenance treatment, and so they wind up back in the emergency room. So you're putting Band-Aids on these situations until they pass, and then you try to make them comfortable. As you know, I'm a union negotiator, and for my membership, I look at this as huge. Employers right now, I just met with a group yesterday, that employer is paying $4.59 an hour for the insurance. We negotiate that. And fortunately, that set of members have no monthly copay. But I also know that as I meet with them in August, they're going to be coming to try to break that plateau and have these guys begin to pay. Now, inside, I know that's a reasonable ask, if you will. But at the same time, I'm looking at it like, well, if other civilized nations can do this, and I'm not saying the guys shouldn't pay something, even under the Obama plan or what they're talking about right now, everybody's going to have to put something into the kitty. That, to me, is understandable. At the end of the day, if we're all pitching in, then a child doesn't have to die.
Exactly.
Because he was born to a middle-income or less family who can't afford insurance. It's insane.
I'm with you, man. It's about, it's about looking into the future. You know, if I die or if something happens to me and I get denied health care coverage, it doesn't just affect me. It affects my wife, and it'll affect my kids probably for the rest of their lives as well. Unpaid medical bills, and they'd be stuck with the bill.
That's absolutely why
I said I'd like to hear from a pro-lifer out there. You're all about taking care of this baby while it's in the womb, and as soon as it's born, who cares, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Just real quick, my daughter, 27, she has to have some surgery, and she just began missing a little bit of work here and there because it's a condition she needs to get taken care of. And her employer, started giving her a hard time, whatever, about the missed time. And when I say this, she is not a lazy person, a go-getter. But at any rate, they ultimately wound up terminating her 2 weeks ago.
Lame.
Now, she cannot get her surgery. And my baby is in pain. She is in pain, and she cannot get her surgery. I told her, baby girl, go and get the surgery. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But go get the surgery.
When you got people avoiding it, yeah, that's when you know you got a problem.
So if I have to co-sign, if I have to do whatever, I got to try to get her to surgery. I'm in a position where maybe I can help her get this accomplished. How many people don't have that? It's insane to me.
Yeah, it is.
All right, buddy.
Vince, I hope your daughter's situation improves, man. If there's anything we can do, let us know, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And that's sad. 303-713-7600. Steve, Sean, Darcy, hang on. Your phone call's next. Todd Parker first with traffic.
We're still looking at a lot of volume for northbounders on I-25 heading out of the tech center. Same deal for southbound 225 approaching Yosemite. Eastbound 36, a little bit crowded, federal to I-25, but on the westbound side of the turnpike is where you're going to find some delays, especially on the approach to baseline as you're making your way into Boulder. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 93, almost 94 degrees. Currently, we've got sunny skies and it's already 71. I'm Todd Parker, AM760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialist.
Enjoy a beautiful drive up the canyon to the Rockies' most exciting canyon, Canyon Casino. Play craps, roulette, blackjack, lots of slots, and video poker, and be the first on your block to get a box. Enter to win a new Nissan Cube. Get details at canyoncasino.com.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000.
The Northeast Interstate is quiet right now.
All of the things you expect from this radio station, traffic, free music, support for community events and causes, are in danger.
If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Heads up, everybody! Now you can get Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost for $19.99 a month for 6 months. So that means we really gotta bust our hump. I'm gonna need some experts on this one. So Mixmaster,
what's up?
I need you to handle music downloads.
Now, pizza lyrics, look to me. I'll kick them from your laptop to your MP3.
Big Eddie, I need you to beef up virus protection.
Sure thing, boss. As soon as I find my brass knuckles.
Shutterbug.
Yuck.
I need you to handle the photo center.
I'll do it now. Fast.
Happy.
Maple. Fiat.
And White Lightning. Make those download speeds faster than ever.
Done.
Great. Get right on it.
No, I made him fish. It's done.
Get the biggest value in internet. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost lets you download your favorite movies and music lightning fast. And the McAfee security suite is included. Get it all right now for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 7/31/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to performance service for new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra. For more information, visit Comcast.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a free tax review and get powerful information on settling your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a free tax review from TaxLine. This is a service to the public offered by TaxLine. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the TaxLine now. The TaxLine's ex-IRS agents have over 30 years of experience in negotiating rock-bottom settlements with the IRS. To access this powerful tax elimination service, call TaxLine immediately. 800-331-8000. Again, that number is 800-331-8000. For your free tax review, call now. 800-331-8000. 800-331-8000. Or visit www.taxline.net.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Little 311 at 8:43 in the morning, waiting for Chuck Morris. It sounds like he's in the building, but he should be here probably around 9 o'clock is what I'm gathering. 303-713-7600, we're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about, let's go to Steve and me, Darcy, Sean, and Tom. Hang on, I'm coming to you.
Commander Kirk, awesome job as always.
What's up, man?
Hey, this is a real quick comment, but also a serious note. You are actually hopefully my recession buster. I had to take a pretty good pay cut to keep a job, and that's why I'm not going to the music festival unless, of course, you can help me out, brother.
So, well, I hope we pull your name today, man. You'd be a good candidate to win today.
Pull me mojo. So,
good mojo, yeah, good mojo coming your way.
Just real quick, about the Sotomayor comment and whatnot. I'm in my mid-40s, so I, of course, remember reruns and of I Love Lucy pretty well. The point is this. It was a character. It was an iconic character created. Although, I've become, unfortunately, kind of used to the right infusing a racially charged comments and innuendo in all their rhetoric. In this case, I'd like to see Let It Go. I'd like to let it go because it was such a popular saying. I mean, I am not Hispanic, although I'm Portuguese, frankly, so I get confused for Hispanic. But,
right.
My parents would say that. My father would say that. I would do something weird and he'd say, Steve, you got some explaining to do. It's something done at work. The only issue I have with it is, frankly, that's not the forum for it. These are governmental hearings. These are serious things. That's not the kind of thing that should be infused.
I'm totally with you there.
If Al Franken was to say it, it'd be the end of the world, right? Oh, of course. You know what I mean? So that's really my only two things.
I'm glad you brought that up because I haven't talked about Sotomayor at all this morning. And that was really the one thing that kind of stuck out like a sore thumb yesterday.
Yeah. So thank you, John. Excellent job, though.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot, man. Your name is in the hat, all right? We got your phone number, correct?
Awesome, yes.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye.
Darcy in Longmont. Good morning, Darcy.
How's it going?
Good. You ready for Mile High Music Fest?
I'm so ready, and I'm just giving back today because I'm so grateful that I got those tickets.
Well, we're glad we were able to provide them for you.
And I really have something pretty random to talk about today.
That's all right. We're in open phones. We're in the topic-free portion. Anything you want to talk about?
Well, I started hearing charities for, tax rebates and all that stuff, and there's actually a non-profit in Eastern Colorado that needs some help right now. It's the Wildlife Animal Sanctuary.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been there, but they have a lot of big cats, bears, and wolves that were abused by either circuses or, individuals who decided to buy a cute little tiger cub.
Jake Jabs. Just kidding. Any of Jake Jabs' old
really
pets there?
They're suffering right now.
Are they? I don't mean to be. I'm not trying to be funny.
Oh, no problem. Well, the thing is, I know that people, I can't afford health insurance or anything like that. I can't even afford to give to them. I used to give them, $20 a month. But, right now I'm really suffering, as many people are. And I just think it's a really, especially because it's summer, it's a really great place to take your family.
Yeah.
And that helps them out a lot because it costs, $5 to get in and you get to see these wonderful animals that we as Americans and other human populations around the world have abused and taken out of their natural habitat. And
where's the wildlife sanctuary at?
I don't have the exact location, but it's east of Fort Lupton on Highway 52, probably about 20 to 30 minutes outside of Fort Lupton.
Okay.
So
the Rocky Mountain Wild Animal Sanctuary.
Yeah, and I've been getting a whole bunch of emails from them, and they were saved a couple of years ago by Jessica Biel because they were having some issues. But if this,
It's in Kingsburg.
Kingsburg, okay. Yeah, if they don't have funding to feed these animals, they're going to be euthanized.
Is that right? And I'm looking at some of the pictures on here, too. I'm on their website right now.
It's a great place. They treat them wonderfully.
Yeah.
So.
Thank God for Jessica Biel.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is awesome. She's beautiful, too.
Yeah. I never used to like her, and then I heard about that, and I'm like, she's pretty cool.
Rawr. Yeah, she is. I like her even more. I got another reason to like her. All right, Darcy. And people can check it out at wildlife-sanctuary.org. Awesome. And it has a lot of information there and, you know, the contact info as well as directions. So that's a good idea. Maybe I'll take my kids there. Not this weekend. I got the Mile High Music Festival both days.
Yay.
But maybe next weekend. Good idea.
Yeah,
hey, thanks.
You should try it. It's a great, it's really fun to go. And it's kind of like a day trip and gets you out of the norm. So.
All right. Well, Darcy, great call.
Yeah.
That's why we do this thing,
have
open
nice
topics.
Day.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, you may want to post that on our community calendar as well at am760.net, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right, Darcy. Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Sean in Denver. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, John. I'll follow up that call and just plug the Wildlife Sanctuary. I've been there. It's a great place, so people should also go.
You've been there?
Yeah, it's real nice. I took a date, and we had a lot of fun.
Oh, cool.
I'm calling some pro-life conservative you've been looking for.
All right.
And I think that...
Are you for or against health care coverage for all?
Well, only if it's provided by the free market. And I think that option's out there. People can afford health care coverage, and if they haven't been able to, I think it's the HMOs that have been getting in the way. More importantly, I think that the pro-lifers not supporting universal health care only legitimizes the conservative concern that with government-run health care, the coverage will be worse, and it won't save any more lives. It'll actually probably cost more people in terms of not being able to get service, and then we'll see the...
How is that going to happen if they get rid of, denying people because of preventative or pre-existing conditions?
Well, my whole thing is innovation. I think with government control, we're going to lose that. And the example I'll give you is, John, what kind of computer...
I've heard that before. I've heard that, you know, if this goes through, people are worried about innovation in the medicine field.
Sure. So let me explain it this way. What kind of computer do you have, a PC or a Mac?
I have a PC.
So if the government gave everyone a PC, do you think Mac would go out of business because they can't compete with the government providing PC computers to everyone?
I don't think that's the mold they're setting up. They're giving them that option. People
sure
are still going to have choices.
Well, you don't have choice if a competitor is getting something. And the
well, if they're worried about, you know, they think the government runs things crappily, right? Is that a major argument by conservatives?
Oh, yeah.
The government doesn't know how to run things? Well, if that's the case, then with competition, this government plan will peter out shortly, right?
Well, no, because if they give it away to people and then everyone switches over to it, then you lose customers as a private business. It's not that...
Well, the private insurers are the problem. The private insurers are the problem. They're the ones raking in all the profit, 30 to 40%.
And there's...
Should they be? Should they be skimming 30 to 40% off the top? Do you think insurance, you know, health insurance companies deserve profit for
their
shareholders?
Well, I'd say how much they should or shouldn't profit. I mean, that's how they're running their company.
Right.
And for the most Americans, they do a good job with it. So I think the pro-life people not supporting it is a clear sign that this...
So if a kid comes into an emergency room really, really sick,
he gets treated.
Deathly ill.
No matter where he
but
is,
you don't think he should
treatment.
Be. You don't think he should be able to go in there at all if they don't have health insurance. Is that?
I'm not going to deny anyone access to the hospital room, and currently under our system, there aren't denied.
So
if
the
they
system's
go
broken.
Emergency room, then
what would you? What do you offer? What do you think is the best solution?
I'd say get rid of the HMOs, get rid of any idea of Hillary Care, and go back to where a patient can go in and see the doctor, and just him and his doctor are going to decide what's the best option at the best affordable price.
Well, that takes out the insurance companies, all right? That would take out the insurance. If you got what you want, there would be no insurance companies.
Insurance should be around for just immediate crisis that is going to be more expensive than you would have otherwise.
All right. Well, hey, man, I disagree. I'm a little late for a break, but I appreciate your phone call very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, call me again, dude.
All right, bye.
All right, 303-713-7600. It's Randy in Arvada, a pro-lifer. Gave his explanations on why he's against... Or that was Sean, I'm sorry. Universal health care. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Randy, you're hanging on. Going to try and get all your phone calls here after a short time out. Traffic, Todd Parker.
Traffic's starting to break loose as you're making your way around Denver. There's going to be some heavy pockets on 36 as well as on I-25 downtown. Westbounders on 76. Things are starting to lighten up just past 74th, making your way up to I-25. Still going to add a minute or two onto your ride. Now there's a couple surface street crashes that may get in your way. Sounds like a car hit a building that's on Quebec at 6th Avenue. Could find some emergency vehicles there. Two cars mixed it up, Spear and Broadway downtown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
I haven't even had a celebratory Independence Day belt of beer yet.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Where is my life headed? Will I find true love?
Should I change careers?
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 150 gifted psychics available 24/7, helping people just like you. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
My California Psychic experience was primo. I was just astonished. I never expected that.
Secure and confidential. California Psychics has done over 1 million readings. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT. And if it's not the best psychic reading you've ever had, it's free.
First, I had the chills and I felt choked up.
Our psychics will help you find love, happiness, and your true life path. Need someone to listen? Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. Remember, if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever experienced, it's free.
I definitely think California Psychics was the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hello?
If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're pulled, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy 2 bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clogged phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Short on time. Let's go to Randy Narvat. I got about 90 seconds. Randy, it's yours.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. You?
Good. I want to just make an illustration from a small business owner's perspective. And my point is not that I am debating the merits of whether we should or whether we shouldn't. I want to dial it down to a financial perspective.
Okay.
And that is, if a small employer, such as myself, has 40 employees and a payroll of $2 million, okay?
Okay.
And under the Obama plan of 8% tax on that $2 million,
5.4% tax.
Okay.
Or no, yeah, you're right, the 8%, yeah, you're right.
Of the payroll amount.
Yep.
And again, illustration, pick your numbers, but for the sake of just discussion, $2 million, 8%, okay, there's a $160,000 tax that I would be required to pay.
I got 30 seconds, Randy, so I'm sorry I'm short, but go ahead.
That, out of a 40 employer business equals four $40,000 jobs that will have to go away. So the consequences are going to have devastating effects on the number of people who can remain employed in small businesses. Not debating whether we should or should do it, not talking about the merits, I'm talking about the real-world consequences. People will lose jobs.
All right, Randy, I'm going to look into that, okay? I'm going to try to get a small business person on about health care. Thanks for the phone call. 858, hopefully we'll have Chuck Morris next.
Idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going
to
garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Pleasant surprise in the latest unemployment numbers. The Labor Department says 522,000 Americans applied for first-time jobless benefits. That's the lowest level since January, at a time when economists were expecting another increase. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial in Pittsburgh.
You're still over 500,000 people in this latest week. That's still a very large number, but it does appear this is well below where it peaked a couple of months ago at almost 700,000.
There is still a dark cloud over American homeowners, with foreclosure filings up 11% during the second quarter. Realty Tracks' Rick Sharga doesn't see a turnaround anytime soon.
We anticipate that we'll see over 3 million homes receive a foreclosure notice this year. And that we probably won't peak until close to the end of this year.
Well, former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson is being grilled by a House panel this morning, with Democrats criticizing his handling of the financial crisis that gripped the nation last fall. Specifically, Paulson is taking heat over accusations that it was out of desperation that the Bush administration parted with $20 billion so Bank of America could buy Merrill Lynch. Paulson says a failed deal would have been devastating.
My concern was the American people. I took a look at the losses that I heard coming.
It's one of the drugs found in Michael Jackson's home, and it is on the federal government's radar. The Drug Enforcement Administration is weighing whether to add the anesthetic propofol to its list of controlled substances. The agency's Rusty Payne says Jackson's death wasn't the trigger, but that the case could have an effect.
Researchers that are making the decision or the recommendation about propofol, they would typically be interested in any information that would help them answer questions about the effects and potential harm to the user.
Making propofol a controlled substance would impose new limits on its distribution. A Georgia man is free after spending more than a year behind bars for not paying child support for a child that wasn't his. Attorney Sarah Garrity won the release of Frank Hatley when DNA tests showed he was not the father.
He is a hardworking man who was employed, and even though he shouldn't have had to make any payments at all, he was doing his best to comply with the court's order in this case, making payments until he was laid off from his job.
This year's list of Emmy contenders is complete. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles.
Topping the list of this year's nominees, the NBC comedy 30 Rock. It has 22 nominations, including one for Best Comedy. Among the drama series, the AMC show Mad Men has the most nominations, 17. It's up for Best Drama, along with Lost, Big Love, Damages, House, Dexter, and Breaking Bad. Once again, the growing influence of cable is evident. Of the 7 shows nominated for Best Drama, only 2 are from traditional networks. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Television Academy in Los Angeles.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, right now the Dow is ahead 11 points and the NASDAQ is up about 1. This is CBS News.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid.
the medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
Running business is hard work. Lowe's recognizes this and wants to say thank you with exclusive product offers during Lowe's Commercial Appreciation Days. Come in now and get 20% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar 2000 interior paint. Stop by Friday, July 17th and get free lunch and giveaways from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. while supplies last. And military personnel and their immediate families receive 10% off in-stock or special order merchandise. Lowe's, let's build something together. Additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Military ID or other acceptable form to verify service may be required. Offers valid 7:15 to 7:20 in U.S. stores only.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The weak economy and low sales tax revenues have a domino effect that local children will feel. Cuts to Denver's city budget could include after-school programs for students at 40 schools. The Denver Post reports with a $120 million budget shortfall and lower private donations, Denver's after-school and youth jobs programs will likely take a hit in the next year. Senator Michael Bennett's rapidly filling his 2010 campaign war chest. Appointed to replace Ken Salazar, Bennett's raised some $2.6 million in just 5 months.
It is obviously a sign that he has incredible contacts in Washington, D.C., largely based on his family and reputation there. He also has good contacts in the business community here.
Political analyst Floyd Cerulli says Bennett's fundraising probably negates any chance of a Democratic primary challenge, and Cerulli says it sets the bar high for Republicans hoping to unseat him next year. Former Bronco running back Travis Henry sentenced to 3 years in federal prison on drug charges, and a dairy goat tangled with a bear outside Aspen last weekend but escaped with 8-inch scratches to her side. The goat's owner says the bear broke into a tub holding horse feed and then attacked her goat. Calls about bears are keeping wildlife officers busy in the Aspen area. Sports, the All-Star break's over and the Rockies are back at it tonight in San Diego. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a couple different surface street accidents.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
An e-book showdown. I'm Remy Sprantz. If you're shopping for an e-book reader, as in portable electronic text display, two brands dominate, Sony and Amazon. For the July issue, Consumer Reports compared the Amazon Kindle 2 and Sony Reader PRS 700BC. To start, the Sony requires you to install software on your PC. It's not Mac compatible, and connect via USB to download new content. The Kindle is wireless, connecting automatically and at no extra cost to your Amazon.com account. It took an hour or so to set up the Sony, about 5 minutes for the Kindle. Both have a 6-inch black and white screen. Reading in a range of light conditions is generally fine, though on the Kindle, type and images are rendered more crisply and accurately. As far as navigation, the Sony has a slight edge. Its touchscreen made navigating content easier than with the Kindle's 5-way joystick. The only toss-up is the availability of titles. The Kindle store has 270 titles and counting, far more than Sony's e-book store. And bestsellers cost $9.99, a few bucks less than Sony's usual price. But Sony allows access to 500,000 free public domain titles. The bottom line? The Kindle is easier to use and more versatile. The Sony, worth considering for its touchscreen and nightlight. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
So that's the first one, huh?
At it was bankrupt at the time, and it was a dance club, and we changed it into a concert venue, and we had ZZ Top, Linda Ronstadt, the Doobie Brothers, every music, blues musician from John Lee Hooker to Muddy Waters to Buddy Guy to Charlie Musselwhite. We had folk people like Tom Rush and Leo Conti and the Dirt Band and Earl Scruggs, and we had jazz people like Cannibal. I mean, it just keeps going.
Yeah, no.
Like the Fox is today, but even more broad musically.
All right. Well, it's great to have you in, and right now you're serving as the AEG Live present CEO of the Rocky Mountain region, a post you took over a couple years ago. And you've been putting on some pretty big shows. Last year was the first year of the Mile High Music Festival.
Yeah, I always felt like, you know, I try to add it up, over 1,500 shows at Red Rocks. And, of course, you know, we were involved in building the Fillmore, which is no longer
my favorite indoor venue.
And, you know, I've done a few other things. But we really, I always felt that we have the greatest amphitheater in the world in Red Rocks.
Uh-huh.
We have some wonderful clubs. And a lot of other stuff, but we've never had a major festival in our city.
We haven't.
And festivals have really taken off, and I joined a company, AEG Live, that really supports festivals. So when I joined, you know, I told them I wanted to have one in Denver, and they jumped and said, absolutely. Because, you know, we're involved in the New Orleans Jazz Fest.
Right.
We have Coachella and Stagecoach, and a new one in New York called All Points West that's at Liberty Island.
Right.
And our office developed Rothbury in Michigan, which just played a couple
uh-huh.
weeks ago, which had the Dead this year.
So. Yep.
And Willie and Bob Dylan and about 35 other acts, and we started the Mile High Music Festival.
When you were in the beginning phases of starting up the Mile High Music Festival, and you're looking at what's going on, like Rothbury, Bonnaroo, and now you got this, like the Outlands, you know, out in California.
Yeah.
What were you looking at doing differently here in the Denver or the Mile High City compared to what's going on out there?
Well,
already?
I think the premise of charging not that much more than seeing one band and an opener you haven't heard of and seeing, you know, having multiple stages.
Yep.
And we're going to have 50 bands this weekend, you know, and music from 11 in the morning until 2 at night on Saturday until about midnight or 11:30 on Sunday. The premise, especially in a down economy, it actually works better. I mean, it may not work better, but it's certainly economically, you're seeing a band for, what, $3 a piece or something? I mean, it's...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I've gotten into some arguments with some folks on the Widespread Panic chat room.
Okay? Right.
I'm not paying $90 to see Widespread Panic. I'm like, man, you're paying $60, $70, $75 to see them at Red Rocks, throw an extra $15, and you get Tool, you get bands like Government Mule.
Widespread Loves, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I want to see Maynard and Tool, Maynard from Tool and Widespread Panic play together.
Todd has played with.
Yeah.
I mean,
and so has Robert Randolph. I mean, you look at the lineup, and like you said, 50 guests, and we'll go ahead and start it Saturday. We've been giving away tickets here for, you know, the better half of the last month. And people are really into getting these tickets, and I'm actually giving away a pair today, too.
Tool, I mean, Widespread, you know, we had a conversation with them. They've sold out, I think, 36 Red Rock shows and have played Red Rock straight for 16 years. And I sat down, you know, I'm pretty friendly with the band. And Bill Bass does all the shows at Red Rocks, and we sometimes do it in some other markets. And we did them at Pepsi Center last New Year's Eve and with Bill. And, you know, they really, they liked the idea because, you know, they were one of the first bands that played Bonnaroo, and they loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And they played for us at our Rothbury Festival last year at Rothbury and loved that. And they
right.
were going to take 1 year break.
Why? I mean, after like 13 years of continuous sellouts.
I went down to Atlanta and did an interview for our TV partner on this, if I can mention Channel 4, with John, who I've known forever. And, you know, he was saying, you know, I really like once in a while to do festivals because we get to see all these young bands and see what other music's all about. Because he's a real, really bright guy.
Yeah.
And maybe even jam with some of these people and get to see what our whole business is about. Even that, you know, they're very sharp guys and they felt the fans would love the fact that they could go see 50 bands that weekend.
You know, some Panic fans are saying it was a business decision. And, you know, I think it was
definitely not a business decision.
So this is definitely the only shows Panic's going to be playing in Colorado this
year? Absolutely. They're playing in Atlanta, I believe, for New Year's Eve.
For New Year's, and I know they announced, you know, Halloween in Austin. So.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
You got this weekend, and they're doing two full sets for each night.
So they are playing two sets. They're going to take an intermission.
Oh, yeah. So.
And I'm looking at Saturday's lineup, and I'll just go kind of through, you know, so the big band's Tool, Widespread Panic. Panic's going to play from 10:45 to 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
That's correct.
Tool's going to be playing before that. And you got, what, four different stages?
Five.
Five stages. Okay, and it looks like, you know...
The bigger acts, Tool closes one of the main stages on their own. The other stages all are...
And is the main stage east and the main stage west complete ends of the field?
Yeah, different sides.
But we're going to have time... The people that are going, patrons, are going to have time to get from the Tool concert over to the Widespread Panic concert.
We've made some major changes in the site itself because we wanted to improve it. I mean, we got great reviews last year, but we wanted to make it better. So we condensed it. We're using less fields because we do have enough room.
It's a big facility out there.
Well, it's 24 soccer fields.
Right.
We could use a lot less than we used last year, so it's a much less of a walk. We're also... spreading the bathrooms around. We're having more areas to get water. We're actually going to have a deal where if you buy a...
Water's an issue, I know. Especially how hot it was last year. It's hard to get water, from what I understand.
Well, we're going
to
be selling for $9 a large... what do you call those things? To put your water in, then you get free water all day.
Is that right?
And we're going to have more places to have...
And space. You are letting people take in, like, what they can take in their own water containers, just can't have anything in it this year?
Yep. Well, I'm not sure. You got to check on our website.
Okay, yeah, and the website is milehighmusicfestival.com. And from what I understand is you can take a liter in of unopened water. And
yeah,
then,
just
you know,
check
you
our
take
website.
Stuff to fill. But, yeah, it has all that stuff there.
Shuttle buses from Boulder and Broomfield and downtown Denver. We're having more green stuff, you know, especially backstage. On-site renewable solar and wind energy, high-efficiency technologies, green VIP areas.
Can you talk about the VIP area? I mean, for
we definitely improved it from last year, and it's close. It has a great view of the main stage.
The side stage seating, correct?
Yes, and it's a much better experience.
I'm sure.
You know, we had like 8 months to put this thing together when we opened our company. We're only 2 years old here.
Right.
So it was by the seat of our pants, and thank God we got great reviews in most cases. But we literally had a meeting the day after last year's festival.
Is that right?
With my whole staff to talk about how we can get it better.
And
we think we did.
Yeah.
We know we did.
I'm just looking at the lineup, and I didn't go last year. You know, I'll be in all honesty, I'm not the hugest Dave Matthews Band fan. But I'm a huge Widespread Panic guy, and, you know, I'm looking at the lineup. Just starting on Saturday, you got Tool, Widespread, the Black Keys,
Incubus,
as far as, you know, a little heavier rock.
And G-Love.
Ben Harper and his new band, The Relentless Seven, is really fun as well.
And Big Ed Todd are old favorites from here and the Black
And they're really good. I got to see them at Red Rocks. I hadn't seen them in about 13, 14 years until I saw them at Red Rocks a few weeks ago.
And we have a couple open comments on Saturday, like Matt Nathanson. Paolo Nutini is somebody please don't miss. Scottish rock artist who's exploded in Europe, and his second record just came out, and he played Telluride Bluegrass last year, although he's a rock and roll act, and he murdered the place.
Yeah, no, here's
somebody you got to watch, and Railroad Earth's another young band that is killing
it. They're awesome. They're great. They're one of my new faves, and I think they got a show coming up with Allman Brothers later this summer at Red Rocks, or maybe it's in Aspen.
I don't know. It's probably an Aspen. We're doing the Almonds here.
Okay. Yeah.
At Red Rocks.
Yeah, I think it's maybe the Aspen Jazz Fest, and they're playing there.
And we have India Ari, a girl who grew up here, whose dad was a famous basketball player, who's an R&B star, just had a big, huge R&B single. You know, we decided this year to spread the music out. We had some calls and emails last year of people saying, I'm 38, and I have young kids, and I wanted to take them, and they really didn't have... that much. So this year we have some younger bands. I mean, The Fray, although appeals to everybody, certainly has a great young audience.
Mm-hmm.
The 303, the kids from Boulder,
really huge, yeah.
Who are huge now. And then we wanted some older bands, so we brought in people like Buddy Guy and Modest Yahoo and the Wailers. And
the Wailers, yeah. You got some reggae. You got some folks. You got some blues.
But the heart of the meat of it is still superstar rock bands, and we think we have plenty of those. And also, we made a point of bringing in a lot of Colorado bands, especially now when Colorado music scene
it's taken off, isn't it?
More vibrant than I've ever seen.
Yeah, isn't it? I brought that up with a couple musicians last Friday. I think that the
we
music
have
scene
eight
in Colorado.
Acts that are from here.
Really?
Led by The Fray and 303 and Big Ed Todd and Devotchka, who are amazing.
Yeah, they're good too.
And India Re, and then a couple of younger acts, Rob Drapkin, who won the Westwood contest. We put the Westwood winner on to open the festival every year. And he won. He's an excellent act. And then Northern Way in Strange Conditions. So I made a point from the beginning that we wanted to have a bunch of local bands. And now some of these local bands, like The Fray and 303 and Big Head Todd, are...
They're national acts.
International acts. The Fray is
exactly.
Huge in overseas, and so is 303.
Yep. That hit single of theirs You found me. I mean, it's just like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One song can catapult you wherever you want to go, right?
Up here. And 303 has exploded, too.
Yeah, they really have. They're extremely popular. I know they get a lot of rotation on one of our sister stations, 93.3.
Oh, I know.
So can I get one more segment with you, Chuck, or do you got to take off?
No, I'm fine.
All right. Hang on, and we'll get back to you. I want to talk about the Mile High Music Festival. We're giving away a pair, so I'm going to take some more of your phone calls there after 9.30. So get in here at 303-713-7600. Talking to Chuck Morris. He's got the Mile High Music Festival going on, AEG Live, putting that on this weekend. Lots of awesome bands, over 50 artists, and tickets still on sale. And you need to go to milehighmusicfestival.com. We'll be right back. Todd Parker in traffic.
An accident northbound I-25 right around Broadway, starting to really bad.
Guess I'll see a movie tonight.
Here's what's new at the box office. Seduction on the Sahara, rated R.
Oh, heard good things. What time?
7:30, 9:45, and 11:10.
I could do 7:30. Hey, I don't suppose you're free.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Oh, right, well, I'm really busy, no big deal.
Someone missing from your summer? Match.com's free summer quick start will help you meet somebody unforgettable with a few simple secrets that have never been told before.
Only at Match.com.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place, so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
As the first season of Discovery Channel's Pitchman drew to a close, infomercial star and series frontman Billy Mays passed away in his sleep at the age of 50. The series followed Mays and his longtime business partner and fellow pitchman Anthony Sully Sullivan as they attempted to market new inventions and products. No word yet on whether Pitchman will be renewed for a second season.
All-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
You can hear them on Sunday at the Mile High Music Festival. That's this Friday or Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th at Dick's Sporting Good Field. The website, milehighmusicfestival.com. Our special guest right now, Chuck Morris, him and AEG Live putting this thing on for us here in the Rocky Mountain region. Denver is basically their only music festival, huge festival, the first one.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I mean, we have some great festivals like Telluride.
You know, the Bluegrass Fest, but
is terrific. And, you know, I was involved with KBCO in Winter Park for years, which was great, but a multi-stage inner-city festival, because this is inner-city. We're 10 minutes from downtown.
Right.
And a mile from I-70 in Quebec. I mean, I live in Park Hill, and it's 8 minutes for me to get there.
Right. And I want to ask you a little bit about transportation, because it looks like you guys have a bunch of great things going on.
We have shuttle buses for this year from downtown and some hotels, and from the Pepsi Center. We have shuttle buses from Boulder and from Broomfield. And you can go on site to our website and look and see how to get them and where to get them.
I've heard that you're running shuttles from Pepsi Center.
We are.
Is that correct? So people can take the light rail to Pepsi Center and then hop on a shuttle.
Yeah, and then they can drink and not worry about it.
How much, can I ask, do you know if are the shuttles free?
I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
I should know it, but I don't.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Go online.
Because a lot of my friends are putting together these little buses to and from their houses, and it's like $25-$30 a head. And, if it's reasonably priced, I think that's a good idea.
I think if you have like four in a car, it's some kind of discount in terms of parking, and we'll give man an award for the best car dress up with four people.
Oh, is that right?
A VIP upgrade and
car dress up contest.
Yeah, we have all sorts of stuff.
Man, I'm gonna have to dress up my van for you.
That would be cool.
We'll make it a shagging wagon.
And we have a water refill program this year, and a lot more places to get water. And if you buy a $9 water bottle, you can basically unlimited spring water throughout the weekend.
That's great. And it's probably a little bigger than just like spot.
Or you can fill up your own bottle for only a dollar.
Is that right? And it's spring water.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to have a lot more vendors on site as well this year.
And we're spreading out. Last year we were sort of limited to one area because the groundskeepers were worried about the damage to the grass, even though it's not the soccer field grass. It's still grass used for a lot of soccer games.
Yeah, for practices and whatnot.
But we had no damage. So we're now spreading out where you can get closer to all the different stages, more places to drink and eat and get stuff.
Right. And, Chuck, it looks like this year the forecast is going to be on our side compared to last year.
Compared to 105, and that you know the difference that makes.
Oh, yeah, here especially.
And maybe even a chance of a little bit of rain, which will be great.
Yeah, so it's rain or shine, these bands are playing, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what are some of the vendors? You know, you talked about some of the green stuff going on. I mean, that seems to be a big thing at Coachella and Bonnaroo and all that. And what are some of the things you got a list of some of the things going on there? Or?
Yeah, our whole backstage is solar powered.
Is that right?
Yeah. Neat. So, which is great. As I said, refilling water, Green Pass transportation, which are shuttles from downtown Denver, the Pepsi Center in Boulder, from the Hill. And you can look that up on www.greeneventco.com.
Okay.
And we have discounted carpool ticket packages with preferred parking, which is great.
Yeah, there's going to be about eight people in my car.
Great. Great. And you have a Volkswagen Bug?
It's a Volkswagen van.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I had that in when I was a student at CU.
Did you?
Of course. It was 1967. My God. And we have recycling everywhere, composting and green waste.
Yeah, that's the thing I love seeing at concerts nowadays is these recycling bins. And it seems to be something kind of new. Before, people buy their bottled water and then they just have to chuck it in the trash.
And bio banners, eco-friendly promotional material, eco dishware via eco products, a green tag information network, and huge areas for bicycle parking.
You guys got any merchandise you're selling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and all the bands are selling, and we have a really cool
Merch tent.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how do you do that when you got? Because each band basically has their own merchandise, folks, or their marketing people.
We're selling a really cool Mile High Music Festival shirt as well.
Is that right? And then all the bands will be able to kind of put their CDs and shirts and whatnot at your merch tent as well.
Oh yeah, you have to do that, and we want to do that.
Hey Chuck, I wanted to ask you, did you ever get to meet Michael Jackson?
No.
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 Never put on a show.
I was sort of semi-retired from the promoting business from 86 when I left Fayline until 97, 96 when we started the Chuck Morris program, when I decided to go back to promoting as well as managing bands. I was managing bands for that time period, a whole bunch of them.
You want to talk about Bill Graham for a minute?
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, Bill had died.
Was he misunderstood or was he a jerk?
No, he was not a jerk.
Okay.
And Faye and I did co-promoted a bunch of dates with him. Split dates. So I got to meet him a bunch of times.
Right.
I was...
Because you get different, conflicting reports about who Bill Graham, the actual man,
tough,
was.
But...
he was a businessman, right?
Yeah, but he was a music guy first.
Was he?
He loved music. Oh, absolutely. The time I've hung out with him. And he was also very generous with charities.
Right.
And his first thing was to take care of the kids at his concerts. And he really was into that. And... he also was great at historically putting down everything. He had pictures and posters and tapes and all sorts of stuff. Almost every concert he ever did.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And he
yeah.
built some great, you know, the Fillmore East and then the Fillmore West and Shoreline and built some great
some
facilities.
Awesome venues. Exactly.
You know, he was.
And the Fillmore here is kind of, you know,
well,
molded after the Fillmore East and the Fillmore West.
We decided to do one here, you know, and I joined that company. Partnered with that company. I wanted to put a Fillmore down here, and I always wanted to take over Mammoth Gardens,
right?
Which was basically a condemned building.
Uh-huh.
It should have been. And but it was built in 1911, and I went to the Fillmore East as a kid because I grew up in New York City,
right?
And I felt that would be a perfect place, and you know it's done
it
very
is.
Well.
Such an awesome location. It's my favorite indoor venue in Colorado.
That's a great place.
Greatest sound.
I'm proud of the fact.
I mean, the sound in there is truly
proud
unbelievable.
Of the fact that I helped put that project together and was involved in it for
well, some it seems like everything
years.
You touch, Chuck, turns into gold.
Well,
you got the,
I don't know about
the
that.
Midas touch, man.
I don't know about that. It's some great people that worked for us
yeah.
for a long time. And Brent Fedrizzi and Don Strasberg, my partners, who are just incredibly great bookers and great everything. Don, who started the Fox Theater and still owns it, him and a bunch of guys when he was 23 and just got out of college. And Brent, who started off as a runner at Fayline in the early 90s. Those guys are brilliant. And, you know, I'm nowhere without my staff, to be very honest. I'm more of an orchestra leader now, you know, and I have great musicians working under me.
Right. Well, you do a lot of great
and with
stuff.
Me for, and partnering with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, you do a lot of great stuff for the city and the state of Colorado.
Thank you. I pride myself on that.
Yeah, and, you know, the Smile High Music Festival ticket, if you're looking for something to do this weekend or, you know, there's a little bit of everything for
you
everybody out there.
You will not be disappointed. I mean, the smiles on people's faces last year when they left, there was so much music. And I mean, literally 50 bands and literally music from 11 in the morning on multi-stages until God knows what time at night.
And is there a curfew there? I mean, it's 2 o'clock and you're out, right?
Or no, there's no curfew.
What if Panic's running a little late? You can go past 2 o'clock if you need
well,
to.
You want to tell John Bell to get off the stage?
No, absolutely
but I
not.
I think they will. They're actually real good at that. As long as they have their time slot.
Yeah, they know.
They
yeah.
do a full show.
They're professionals.
They are very professional.
Yeah, because I heard that the one in Memphis this last weekend, they had scheduled to do 2 sets, and they did 2 sets the first night. Then the second night, they just blew through and did like 3.5 hours straight.
Yeah, they'll do the same amount of music. It's just sometimes
yeah.
they don't want to take
well,
a break.
Exactly.
They're so into it, which they could do, but it's a full show.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And like, you know, there's a little bit for everything. If you like a little of the harder stuff, you got Tool, you got Buddy Guy, if you're a blues
and
man.
Incubus, don't forget
and
about
Incubus,
that.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much great stuff. You got some reggae with the Wailers and Modest Yahoo. And
some young bands like Thievery Corporation and Gogo Bordello and John Butler, who are absolutely amazing and,
yep.
and really exploding all across the country.
Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons are pretty decent as well. Like
oh,
them
yeah.
and Galactic's one of my favorite bands. They're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, we're real proud of the lineup we put again together. My well, boys, mostly Don and Brent.
Well, you thank know. You so much for doing this and putting this together for Denver. And
my pleasure.
And thank you again for kind of hooking up with AM760 and giving us some tickets
my
to give away.
And there are tickets you can get online or you can get them at the door.
All right, yeah, you can go up and, you know, expect a lot of walk-up
you know,
tickets.
By the way, it's the same price at the door as if you bought it today.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is online if you buy them through the Mile High Music Festival website, is there any charges? Like to
there are charges, in, so, and but it won't. It will be the same charges at the door, but the
okay.
price is exactly
all right,
the same.
Perfect. Because
so
I've had people asking me that. Should I wait to buy them at the door on Saturday, or should I buy them online, or is it the same price?
Exactly
am I going to save money if I go to the door?
It's exactly the same price, but some promoters make it higher at the door.
Yeah, some are like, you know, day of show,
yeah,
an extra $5 or whatever.
$25.
Yeah.
But ours is exactly,
well,
if you bought a ticket today or you walked up to the box office on Saturday, it's to the final total.
It's about $90,
exactly
right? It's somewhere between $90 and $100.
For like, one day.
For one day.
About
$100. And you can buy two-day packages for
yeah,
like a little less.
Absolutely.
And
like, VIP tickets if you want to upgrade and get a little bit better
you know,
view and some
you,
other.
You got a couple of those for me?
Sure.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I've seen the way those VIP things are set up, and if I was rolling, man, I'd be hanging out with you folks in the VIP area.
They're real nice. And
they are nice.
We've upgraded them because last year, God, we didn't have time to do everything, and I wasn't happy with that experience, so we've definitely upgraded them this year.
Well, you've had a year to plan it out. So, Chuck, thanks a lot for coming by and spending some time
hey,
with us. I really appreciate
you.
It. We'll get you back soon, maybe get you back on afterwards and talk about how it went.
I'd love it.
All right, Chuck, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we're
going to
go open up the phones here, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about the last half hour of the show, I'm good to go. We'll be back here after Todd Parker checks traffic.
An accident northbound I-25 right around Broadway, still responsible for delays underneath those bridges. The rest of Metro Highway is pretty good shape. Off those main roads, they've cleaned up a crash downtown Spear and Broadway. Now we're getting word of a new accident. Now tow trucks are already on scene, but you're going to find activity on Arapahoe near Peoria. Sounds like a car went into a building. This is on Quebec at 6. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 92, 93 degrees. Currently, we're already looking at 76 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today's AM 760 is brought to you by CPAP Specialists.
Ralph Shaw Mini, featuring the Mini Cooper with a starting price of just $19,200. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through July 31st. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com. That's RalphShopMini.com.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Marich.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
That's what I mean. No.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy 2 bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
Reports, cooling your home. I'm Ernie Sprans. The most common mistake people make when it comes to air conditioners is getting the wrong size. Underestimate your cooling needs and you could end up sweating. Overestimate and you'll have a cold, damp space. Before installing a central air system, have a contractor do a load calculation to determine the required cooling capacity. This step is an important one as well if you're upgrading an existing system, since changes made to improve your home's energy efficiency, such as replacing windows or adding insulation, can reduce your cooling needs. On the other hand, if you've added living space, you might need more cooling. After the required cooling capacity has been determined, focus on installation. Adding a central system is relatively straightforward if you already have ductwork for your heating. But if your home doesn't have ducts, adding them can be expensive and messy. If you're in this camp, consider a split ductless system instead. Split ductless systems are similar to central air in that they can cool multiple rooms but need no duct work. Choosing a reliable central air system is crucial because breakdowns are inconvenient and costly. According to our latest product reliability survey, Trane, the market leader, along with Rheem and Rude, were less likely to need repairs than those from Goodman and Heil. Of course, central air isn't right for every home. Recommended window air conditioners in our next report. I'm Ernie Sprans for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
Every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough. Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now. To get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Just had Chuck Morris on, putting together the Mile High Music Festival for us there with AEG Live. You can check out that website at milehighmusicfestival.com. We're giving away a pair, so if you get in here and talk to me in the next 23 minutes, your name will go into a hat. We'll poll here at the end of the show, and you'll be a winner for a pair to Sunday show. And just so you know, Sunday, we have the Frey, Widespread Government Mule, Thievery Corporation, 303, Modest Yahoo, Robert Randolph, Buddy Guy, John Butler Trio, The Wailers, Gogol Bordello, who I've heard is great, can't wait to see. So your phone calls, anything you want to talk about here? I know Tom has been waiting forever and a day. Hey, Tom. Tom, your ears still working, buddy? I didn't press the button. Tom? I don't know. Hold on 1 second here, Tom. I'm having some phone issues here. The cat's in the cradle, and now we have Tom in Aurora. Hey, Tom.
Hi, do you hear me now?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay. I just want to say you do a hell of a job, and you're very caring about the callers and stuff, and it really shows through.
Well, thanks, man. Thank you for waiting.
Okay. Real quick, that I have to ask you a question because you're probably pretty knowledgeable. That caller before about the small business guy said about 160,000 taxes. Unless I'm missing,
he said he's going to have to lay off 40,000 of your jobs.
Right. Unless I'm missing something, what he contributes to health care, he doesn't have to pay, right?
Right.
So why isn't he honest?
Basically, he was just saying that he wouldn't offer his employees health care if that happened, right? Is that what I'm to assume?
Well, isn't he as an owner paying premiums for health care?
Yep.
So he's honest.
It would probably be a net gain for him as far as cash is concerned.
Right. Anyway, the reason I'm also calling is because of, you know, besides Ed Schultz does a lot of water carrying for the single payer and does a great job for it. The thing that bothered me is this morning when you talked about and is in the paper about Bennett already getting $1.5 million.
Yeah, in the last quarter, $2.2 million total for next year's reelection.
Well, you know what's going to happen is unless they get rid of corporate lobbyists in there, you don't stand a chance.
I know, and we've talked about that a lot on this show. It's all about campaign finance reform.
That's it.
Publicly funded.
That's the most
campaigns is the way to go.
That's the most important thing to get done, and I don't know if it'll get done, but we have to try.
Yeah, we sure do.
Well, thanks, John.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. You want your name in the hopper to win tickets to that Mile High Music Fest?
Love to.
All right, man. Your name's in there, man. Thanks for your patience. Call me again.
Okay.
All right. See ya. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jennifer in Greenwood Village. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. You?
Good.
Good. What's happening?
Just want to say, first off, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
I miss Jay, but you're doing great.
Yeah, I miss him, too. I'm going to go see him here right after the show.
Oh, good.
So I'll tell him hi from everybody.
Good. Well, I was actually just calling to see if I can throw my name in the hat for the music ticket.
Of course you can throw your name in the hat. You came on the radio with me, and what band do you want to see the most there at the Mile High Music Fest?
Panic.
Panic? Are you a Panic fan, Jennifer?
I am. I've seen them a few times in Austin.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah, they are great. And from what I understand, Sonny Ortiz, their percussionist, was on BCO this morning, did an interview with Brett Saunders.
Nice.
And tomorrow, I heard this from Brad, the promotions director up at KBCO, and just talked to Chuck Morris about it off the air. Panic's playing Studio C tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Cool.
Okay, and supposedly there's like a 2 to 3 hour window that they have for Panic, and they're also going to be, from what I understand, broadcasting their sound check live as well.
Oh, nice.
So that, you know, you may have a couple of hours of Panic on Friday. So, I want to keep people here on AM 760, but if you're going to flip over the AM dial for the next couple of days, make sure you check out KBCO because they have a Studio C little setup there that so the artists don't have to go all the way up to Boulder or here to the Denver Tech Center to do, you know, to do their appearance.
Yeah.
They have a little setup out there at Dick's Sporting Good Field, so.
Well, I'll have to check that out.
Well, Jennifer, I hope your name's pulled. I hope a lot of people's names pulled today. But if not, be one of those ticket buyers, because it's definitely going to be worth it, all right?
I will. If I don't get the tickets, I will definitely just show up at the box office and wait in line like everybody else.
All right, do it.
All right, thank you.
All right,
John.
Jennifer, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Jack in Denver. Hey, Jack.
Hey, John, got a tip for your listeners on the festival there. I didn't hear you describe one of the bands. If they love Government Mule and they like that kind of Texas boogie rock like Stevie Ray Vaughan, they've got to see this band from England called Back Backdoor Slam.
Backdoor Slam?
The cat is 20 or 21 years old, and he sounds like Stevie Ray Vaughan. So if you like that Chris Duarte kind of Texas blues sound,
Government
Mule, they'll really dig it.
Let's see. When are they playing here?
I saw them in the ad. I don't know. I don't know in the time.
I'm looking at their schedule right now. Don't
probably
see it.
Probably a second stage or something.
Right. I'll try to look it up here and let people know in just a second.
Yeah, I mean, they're listed on there, but if they like those kind of bands like the Allman Brothers, they'll really dig that band.
Man, I love Southern Rock, dude. Love it.
You'll love it then. Hey, I just wanted to call.
Yeah, Davey Knowles in the Backdoor Slam, 12:15 to 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, those guys, they'll really dig it, man.
Okay.
They're definitely
perfect.
Awesome. And, you know, I just want to talk. I was listening this morning, you know, while I've been calling the temp agencies and stuff, and there just seems to be a little bit of a disconnect here from what I'm hearing with some of the listeners. You know, you've got the conservative guy who's worried about people rolling in Denali's and stuff, and he's giving money for clean water charities for the wilderness.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm a sympathetic person to animals, too, and you had another caller call up, a couple of them talk about, yeah, those are good plays. You can give money to animals when there's actual people in need these days.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think you know where I'm coming from, not having worked for 8.5 months. And just to quote, you know, paraphrase Shannon Moore, who'd been on a lot of talk shows last week, she says, it's not politics when it comes to health care when people are involved.
No, it's not.
And I'm suggesting that it's not politics when people are homeless. You know, and I've listened to Tom Hartman recently talk about this. There's always that 4 to 5% of people who are just that part of society who are dropouts.
Just unaccounted for, yeah.
Don't want to abide by the rules. But now that, you know, officially they say 9.5% and the Wall Street Journal estimates 16.8%. And if you go online, you can put in terms like the man session and see that men's unemployment can be actually as high as in the country as 3 out of 10 men. And in some places, as many as 5 out of, you know, half the men that are eligible working.
Yeah, men have been hit the hardest. That's no doubt.
The hardest with, you know, construction.
And it's harder for men to get assistance than it is for, like, a single mother or something like that.
And that's exactly what I've been experiencing myself because I live, you know, fairly close to downtown. I live near the Point here. And, you know, I was walking by the Coalition for Homeless one time, and I asked the people, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be homeless pretty soon probably. What can I do to avoid it? What can you guys help me with? And they said, well, we can't actually help you until you are homeless.
Now, Jack, are you the guy that called me maybe last week or the week before and said you only had a couple bucks in your pocket?
Yes, that's the guy.
And looking for a job. Did you get evicted?
No, I didn't. My landlord had worked with me, actually, and has a couple projects for me to do. And I actually ran into a couple friends, and one friend told another. And they were like, your family, dude. And they actually just said, I need my money back in 30 days, but here's your rent for next month. So I've got 2 more weeks to figure out how to pay them back and get August rent.
Wow. Well, it looks like some of your situation has improved, but it's like, you know, just for the short term, right?
Oh, definitely just for the short term, you know. I mean, and, you know, and if I didn't happen to run into those two friends, I wouldn't even be calling you right now because I wouldn't have had money to pay for my cell phone bill.
Right.
So, you know, and
well,
so
I'm glad you can do this.
And I was talking to a woman the other day, and it seems like, and then you had another caller this morning who said that he's taking a pay cut at work and how it's rough to get by. And other people say, like the one who was donating to the animal reserve, that it's hard to get by. But I was just thinking that, you know, I was talking to another woman the other day, and, you know, she's like, you haven't worked in 8.5 months. How have you survived? She said. And I said, well, you know, I wasn't a one paycheck from the street person. I planned, you know, I saved money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to have a brokerage account years ago. You know, I worked with, many Fortune, top Fortune 50 companies, actually, you know, but that money's all gone. You know, the system has systematically then ruined your credit. You know, and her question to me was like, what do you do all day? As if I'm like a lazy person just sitting around.
Right. You know,
when I'm not even eligible for unemployment benefits here and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm trying to see if I'm eligible for emergency unemployment benefits. But, you know, there's, like I said, there's a huge disconnect. People who have their jobs and they don't even realize that there are people who are actually hitting the street, you know, while they're saying that they're having a rough time, you know.
Right. Well, there's companies out there that are going to their employees and saying, listen, either I have to fire a few people or collectively we're going to have to take like a 5 to 10% pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of employees saying, hey, you know, I want to save my brother's skin. I'll take the 5 to 10%.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that if you can do that, like I've told a friend of mine, she's underemployed college grad, you know, energetic, working at a Subway for $9 an hour. I said, hold on to that job with a death grip.
Yeah.
She said, do not let that job go, even though, you know, she's living with her mom, wants to get out. I said, I can sympathize with you. I said, but do not let that $9 an hour job go if you can. And, you know, my whole thing is, you know, I'm definitely a progressive liberal, but the one thing I think that Bush administration had right would have been the giving you control of your Social Security money, because if I hadn't my Social Security money in my control right now, you know, one thing I'm wondering is, you know, couldn't I get a bridge loan versus all the money I put into Social Security to keep a roof over my head?
Right.
You know, because I think, you know, this is the second time in 2 weeks I've talked to you, having to live in this kind of a manner, wondering whether you're going to have a roof over your head, and then not even having enough money for a tent and a sleeping bag, because I was walking by the park the other day, since I live near the shelters, and there's a park where, you know, a lot of the homeless will hang out during the day, and a lot of them are, you know, the career 4 or 5%, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to call 911 because I saw a beat down. I saw somebody getting kneed in the head.
Yeah, I've seen some nasty stuff down there, like on Park Avenue near Curtis and, you know, or Broadway and all that comes together.
That's
it's not
my neighborhood. And,
yeah, man.
Know, and I see these people, you know, and I called the 911 on it, and the 911 operator asked me, like, well, what are you doing about it? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be the
nothing.
One white guy venturing into the,
right.
Into here to, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not the cavalry here. You know, I can, you know, I really, you know, and I thought they might have killed the guy for all I know. And I'd love
yeah, I saw a woman get a beat down there, and it was just not pretty, man.
Yeah, it was three women.
Nobody wants to live like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, here I am. I live close to it. I see it, you know, and I'm,
and you don't want
to
be there. Yeah, man, that's sad. You know? Well, I'm glad we've been able to correspond via email and stay in touch with me, Jack.
Definitely.
And because I'm definitely interested in your story and hoping that, you know, your situation improves. And, you know, if all else fails, just go down there to your favorite little tavern.
Oh,
and we can go ahead and give them a plug, can't we? Falling Rock Tap House.
That's a great place.
My
to go.
Second favorite bar in town.
Is it? Yeah, they're a bunch of great people down there.
Great people down there. And, like, you know, if you wouldn't have hopped in there to get a beer, you probably wouldn't have still have a roof over your head, right?
If I didn't stop in there, you know, I wasn't even stopping in for beer. I didn't have the money for the beer. And, you know, and, they just my friends and they were just like, hey, you're your family here, buddy, you know,
yeah.
Keep going.
So it's a cool place, man.
Stop in and then I just want to say that, you know, people just like me, I mean, I hate to be it. I don't want to be the mouthpiece, you know, for guys like me, but there are a lot of more guys like me who are in the same situation who are like, man, you know, thanks for saying something, you know, but I mean, if the powers would be there listening, you know, if Hickenlooper's listening, that coalition for the homeless, you know, if you're directing your resources toward the 4-5% of people who are just career homeless, you know, there are other people I think who are more deserving of any of those resources right now, and fairly quickly, if I might add.
Go ahead.
And that's just what I'm saying. Fairly quickly, we need those resources, you know. Bridge loan for my, somebody's got to do something, you know.
Yeah.
I need a roof over my head, that's all. I mean, that's just a big disconnect I want to talk about. All these people with jobs, they're all talking, and you're all talking about health care. What about the Bush cities that Arnold tore down in Fresno? What about the Bush cities if you go on Craigslist and talk to people in Seattle that are going up? All the 10 cities that are going up. These are regular people. These are people like, I mean, seriously, that lose their job, you know, and lose a few months worth of savings. So that's just my point. Something's got to be done. And if you're going to give money, I mean, there's, you know, even if you give money to the Coalition to the Homeless rather than an animal charity, it's still not getting to the people who really deserve it. Or, you know, I'm not saying that those people don't deserve resources. Don't get me wrong. 4-5%, but there's a whole bunch of new people like us out, you know, that are soon to be that way, and it's
sure
very scary to live this way in America.
And a lot of them are families, and we saw that report last week. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot, man.
All right, John.
All right, take care of yourself and give me a shout via email, man. It's been good talking to you. All right, I'm trying to pull everybody's name here this morning. We're going to pull that here in about 6-7 minutes. Adam and Erie, hang on. You're my next caller. I just lost, I think it was Josh. We're going to talk about Mile High Music Festival. So if you're still out there, I'll get you in on the next segment. 303-713-7600. Let's check traffic with Todd Parker.
An earlier accident northbound I-25 at Broadway. Still hanging things up underneath the bridges as you're trying to head towards the downtown area. Off those main roads, though, we've got a bunch of problems with a car into a building. This is on Quebec at 6. Two cars mixed it up, Arapahoe near Peoria. And then we've got a wreck, 7th and Josephine. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for the new Cherry Limeade Chiller. A cherry limeade blended with creamy vanilla soft serve. Try a strawberry limeade chiller or classic limeade just in time for the heat of summer. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Sonia Sotomayor.
Sotomayor hearing.
Summer road trip. Just me in the open road.
Turn right in 0.2 miles.
And you, of course, m'lady.
Turn left in 1 mile.
Thanks. Look at us. Just talking away the hours. Chit-chat, chit-chat. Hey, I'm going to pull over for coffee.
You want anything?
Recalculating.
Sounds like someone needs double.
Someone missing from your summer? Match.com's free summer quick start will help you meet somebody unforgettable with a few simple secrets that have never been told before.
Only at Match.com.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
This, a band called The Northern Way, they're going to be playing at the Mile High Music Festival this weekend. They're on Saturday, according to the schedule here at MileHighMusicFestival.com, 12 to 12:30. Man, there's so much good stuff to do, and some of them overlap, which is going to be a tough thing for me to do, but thinking I'm going to have to show up at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, go till 2, 2:30, gosh knows what time it'll be by the time I get home on Sunday morning, and then turn around and go right back to it. Excuse me, I just sneezed. 303-713-7600. Do have about 4 minutes if anybody wants to get in here. And let's go to Adam in Erie, who's been hanging, wants to talk about healthcare. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Turk, how you doing, buddy?
Good, you?
Hey, pretty good. This is JJ's brother.
Hey, man, what's up? Tell JJ hey.
I will, man. He's hanging in there.
Good.
Hey, you know, I listen to these guys about the whole, like that one kid, I shouldn't say the kid, he sounded real young, talking about how, you know, if they're going to give health care away. They're not giving health care away. Just making them, you know, to me, the way I understand it, it's going to be an option that's there, more, you know, something that's a little bit more competitive.
Nothing,
you know,
comes for free.
Exactly. And they act like that just people are going to be signing up and it's not going to cost them anything. That's not the case. I think that, you know, it's going to create, you know, some competition for these companies, the insurance companies, and if they can, and they should be able to. You know, there's a lot of studies out there. There's a lot of hospitals out there, different places.
Yeah, their talking point is, though, that they're going to be giving it away, and
yeah,
that, of course it'll crush the competition because it's going to be free.
Yeah, that's not the case. I mean, it's going to, you know, people are going to have to pay for it, but they're going to, you know, they're giving people a more affordable option, and if you like what you got, hey, keep paying what you got. No one's taking anything away from you, and if it doesn't work, then there you go. Then if it doesn't work, what's going to happen? Then it's going to fail, right?
It's going to fail and it's going to go away. And if if their argument holds up, the government can't run anything, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, and then it's a boon for the conservatives, right?
Yep.
They can hang their hat on that for probably the next 40 years about how screwed up the liberals or Democrats, whatever you want to call them, you know, that they couldn't do it, and see they messed everything up for you. It's such a false argument. You know what I mean? It's not the case. And I think it definitely is going to create some competition and make these companies, you know, trim the fat a little bit and quit, you know, running things in the ground and actually get into actually caring for people's, you know, needs there. And, you know, hey, you want to make a little money? Great. I have nothing against making money. But as far as, like, you know, making it so that people can't even go to see their doctor because, you know, the whole pre-existing condition thing, things like that, I mean, that's just not right. That's not American. You know what I mean? I don't care who you are. That's not right.
Yeah. Hey, great call, man. Thanks a lot, Adam. Tell JJ, hey, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Let's go to Chrissy in Denver, my last call of the day. Hey, Chrissy, I got about a minute and a half for you.
Okay, I'll make it really, really fast. I just wanted to thank the second-to-last caller for
sharing
his story.
Yeah, yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah, his whole story was sad, except, you know, we were focusing on the sad stuff, but his friends totally helped him out. You know, they came in and gave him a second chance. And I think that's really important to focus on the sunshine when things are so
bad. You know, there's some positive stories going out there. I mean, you know, his email, and I can dig it up real quick, but, you know, basically some guy said, hey, come in here to the Falling Rock and let me buy you a beer.
Yeah.
And then he kind of explained a situation. The guy said, hey, I know you're in a tight spot. Gave him $250.
Holy cow.
You know?
Awesome. Yeah.
And then his landlord kind of worked with him, too. I mean, you know, there's people out there that are working with folks that are hit hard during this recession, but there's a lot of folks that are screwed and are losing their houses, you know, that have lost their jobs. And it is tougher for a single male to get assistance than it is for a single female.
Absolutely. So maybe we can all pitch in and help each other out more.
Yeah. That's how it is. I mean, I've been pitching that here for a while. Where's the sense of community? We all got to share a city here, Denver, where, you know, we're all in Colorado, we're all in the United States, we're all on the planet Earth.
Exactly.
Okay, let's all just kind of get together let's make some goals together, what we need to accomplish. Like, you know, in the 50s, they said we're going to the moon, and they went to the moon. They said they want to make healthcare affordable for everybody. They should be able to make healthcare affordable for everybody.
That should be easy, right?
Yeah, it should be. Hey, Chrissy, thanks a million for the phone call.
Thank you.
Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye. All right. I got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to go ahead and reach in this hat and grab a number, and we'll pull in Erica and see who the lucky winner is. All right, Erica. Ticket giveaway. Number three. Who's number three?
Number three is Ed from Boulder.
Ed, is that? That's the HuffPost guy.
Huffington
All right, Ed.
Post guy.
All right, you're our winner. So stay tuned. I'll be back at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ed Schultz is next on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-806-GOLD. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-806-GOLD.